Hi, this is Jan and
I'm James.
we're doing the commentary for Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. If everyone will go to their menu, where it says play movie, we're all gonna start from there. So we're gonna go 3, 2, 1, and then we're gonna click and so everybody click right after that. 3, 2, 1, click. You ready?
No.
You're not ready? Are you ready now?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. 3, 2, 1. Click. All right. So, when you saw this movie for the first time, what did you think?
It was better than Harry Potter and the Kidney Stone.
That's not very funny. I'm actually being serious. I remember you being with Dennis in your dorm room, and I remember him making those illegal copies of it.
Yeah, he made VHS copies and sold them to the middle school.
I think because it came out when we were in freshman in college.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I knew it was in theaters or something. Like, I'd missed it, or we just hadn't had a chance to go. We didn't get to go see it in theaters, did we? Because I don't remember going and seeing this movie in theaters. But I do remember you making those illegal copies, or Dennis doing it in your room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, what's with the reverse cigarette lighter?
It's not a reverse cigarette lighter. He's like... he's taking all the light, you know, from the posts and stuff.
Can he just turn the power off? Wouldn't that have been faster?
No. I just love Richard Harris as Dumbledore. I'm really upset and sad that he died. I'm so upset.
Yeah, kitty, kitty, kitty.
I know. I remember when I saw this the first time, because it was from an illegal copy on VHS, this was so dark that I couldn't see it, and I remember waiting and finally getting the DVD like months later and watching it and going, oh my gosh, that's what all this was. I couldn't see. And I remember going, oh, thank goodness they stuck to the book. I mean, this first opening scene is...
So Dumbledore had the perm in his beard?
The perm in his beard?
Yeah, like his beard has a perm. It's curly.
I don't know. I don't think I ever went that far into it. But I remember going, oh, they're perfect. That is exactly how I imagine both of them. Here comes Hagrid.
I don't have a driver's license. I should not have told you that.
I love Hagrid. Though in this movie, I will point out that he's much smaller. He's much smaller in this movie, the first one, than he is in the... he's like a bigger giant in the last three movies.
That
he had a growth spurt. It's quite funny. And he's got baby Harry, and he's crying, do you see here?
I dropped him over London. I should not have told you that.
Stop! You make fun of Hagrid too much. Oh. I don't know why he's doing this for Harry. Don't put him in the Dursleys.
So, did that, like, make him not cry? I mean, because it'd be a shame to put out all those lights and have a crying baby going, and then waking everybody up.
Yeah.
No? No magic?
No, he's a good baby. Because Hagrid goes, he slept over all the way over or something. He's sleeping.
Mm.
I'm still waiting to know why Dumbledore did this. Why he placed him with his family.
Because he doesn't like changing diapers.
He should have listened to Minerva McGonagall. Minerva McGonagall. Where she said, these family are the worst sort of people. Don't make fun of my... shut up.
But how will he learn to fly without his fairy doubled... oh, wait, wrong movie.
His fairy?
It's Granny Windy.
Oh! Peter!
Wow, they
his
cut him.
His scar! I think his scar changes places. Does it change places? Have you noticed that?
I don't know.
Dun, 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 dun. Oh! Oh, I love it! When that first came out, I was like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. And then we see our boy.
Is he in a stable here?
In a stable? No, he's in a closet.
Oh, I thought they put him out with the horses.
Now, I always thought that this lady playing Petunia is rather pretty. I thought Petunia was much uglier. I thought this was so funny, him jumping on the stairs. Poor Harry.
A lot of dust on those stairs.
Yeah, I know. It's really amazing that he didn't grow up asthmatic or something.
Well, you think he would have cleaned them every now and then, going, I hate getting all this dust in my eyes. Every time Fat Boy comes down the stairs, I get dust in my eyes.
Not Fat Boy. His
That's
name's
cleaning.
Dudley.
That's English for Fat Boy.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Yes.
Look how chubby and cute he is there, though. Like, he has to wear a fat suit in the rest, in the, I know in the last two movies, three and four that have come out. He, like, spills the little bacon, ham, no, the little ham things all over. This is ridiculous!
Happy
More than our entire family gets at Christmas.
Son, I got you a mustache for Christmas. I remember my father got me my first mustache. It was a
No,
special day.
stop.
He got a mustache. What? Stop. What are you pointing at?
I need you to.
Oh. There.
This is Spanish.
Yeah,
We're
there we go.
watching this in Spanish. Okay, there we go. Now we're
English
watching it.
subtitles.
English subtitles. I was going, I'm not really
This
sure
is
what
a
they're
key,
saying.
Harry.
Look how angry Harry looks at him already there. Here's where Harry shows his first ma- Well, I guess not his first magic. His first magic, I think. Gosh, I don't know if this is real or if it was fan fiction where his first. Ma- No, I think it's real where his first fan fiction is. I mean,
His
bleh,
first fan
his
fiction?
first haircut.
Harry wrote fan
His
fiction?
when Petunia tried to cut his hair and it cut it really short and ugly and Harry hated it and it, like he went to sleep that night and he woke up the next morning and his hair was back to where it had originally been. I wish I had been magical, I think, with some of my earlier haircuts when I was younger. And his eyes are very
He's got a
blue.
very big head.
He's like 11 years old. Kids at 11 have big heads. But also, I want to point out that I didn't think his clothes looked that old or, frankly, that much bigger, you know? I mean, yeah, he looks kind of baggy, but I always imagine, like, his clothes just hanging off his shoulders and they were just torn and, I mean, other than them being slightly large.
He used magic on them.
No, he didn't. Oh, that's so mean. He, like, pushes them way on the ground. And look at it, the tape is holding the glasses together. But you know something that I didn't realize until I think like the fourth movie came out is that his glasses don't actually have lenses in them. Like I know that's really stupid, but I don't think I ever actually thought about it.
They don't have lenses?
No, there's like no glass. Like you can stick your finger in your eye through them.
Then how does he see?
Well,
Well, he's
obviously.
blind, isn't he?
No, well, Harry is, but not the
So, do magicians, like
snake.
wizards, have cures for,
Snake.
like, blindness so they don't have to wear glasses?
You know, you would think they would,
Or
you
do they
know,
just wear
have
contacts?
wizarding
They have
eye
wizard
doctors.
contacts?
Wizard contacts. Yeah, probably.
Because if Harry's supposed to be rich, why doesn't he just get wizard
Look at him,
contacts?
he's stuck there. Mommy! Mommy! I love her reaction there. That is hysterical. And look at him laughing. If I were Dudley's dad, I'd probably be mad too. He's
Well,
like, crap.
but I just
What are those
Harry.
things on the wall in the background there?
That tells you like the
That's the temperature thing?
barometric pressure and the temperature outside, so you know if it's gonna like rain or
They're
like.
huge. It's kind of
Yeah.
like. I thought they looked like CDs on the wall or something. I wasn't sure what they were. We don't have those here.
No.
At least they gave him an air vent.
Hmm.
Oh, nope. Never mind. He can't breathe.
Ooh.
Our first owl ever. Oh my goodness, look at that carpet. Isn't that the most horrible carpet ever?
I like it.
Why? Oh, it's green. I want one of those. I was
A
really
letter?
looking. I was looking one for. Yeah, I want a Hogwarts letter. I looked on eBay the other day and to see if I could get one, and I do have them, but the only ones I could find were like in Australia and they wouldn't ship to the United States, so I've got to find.
Well, that's because you have to earn your way into Hogwarts. It's very prestigious.
I don't care. I want one.
Ain't a funny welk I
Okay,
did!
look at his hat. He looks like.
I want one.
No. He, I don't know. Like, he needs like three other guys, and they could do like one of those quartet singing things. Gulp. Blink. At least this owl's not changing the weather. What is it that you say?
Oh, yes. Hedwig, bringer of seasons.
Every time in the next two or three movies, every time we see Hegwig fly, he brings snow. It changes to winter. No more mail through this letterbox. Have you ever had a house with a letterbox? A letterbox?
No, I have a mailbox like everyone else in America.
No, my aunt has a letterbox, and I think they're
Your
the
aunt's
cutest
weird.
Things. I really want one. Though, I know that I would walk in the door and just step all over it. I love that they're kissy.
Wouldn't that leave like a bunch of owl poop all over the place?
Yeah, probably.
Like, that alone would be incentive to take the letter. And thus we have a boring commentary.
No.
Lots of silence.
Well, sorry, he's so vindictively evil there. And, don't you just feel for Harry there?
No. Ow, yes!
Yes, you do. You feel horrible. That's evil, like the fire transitions to... Like, look at his hair.
That's probably because he just woke up. He hasn't showered yet.
Well, they're, like, sitting in here. And, like, I don't know, this Sunday afternoon, his hair is, like, crazy. Like, he's been up all night trying to keep these letters away.
And yet, Harry, our cunning young wizard, notices it now.
And I just love that he's like, there's no post on Sundays. Like, wizards care about that.
That's right, they don't even
on
know what
Privet
a rubber
Drive.
Duck is.
There's Privet Drive.
I'm going to eat my cookie.
Oh, I wish I'd knocked him in the head. Look at Petunia. Petunia's like,
earthquake.
I really loved this. Like, this made me laugh every time I watch it because Harry is like, he gets on this table and like, he doesn't just like reach on the ground and pick one up. Like, he's like jumping up and down and reaching for a, like,
yeah.
I can't get one. Oh, here's
but
one.
Kid, there's
like,
thousands
there's
of them on the ground. Just pick one up.
But it was a neat scene. I do admit that I thought it was a very cute scene, but in all practicality, I would have just grabbing one off the floor and ran. And all I want to know is, do they have, like, wizarding printing press? Or, you know, because so far, all we've seen is that they write with quills.
Okay, so, do they have to put, like, stamps on these? Because that's, like, a lot
no,
of postage.
No, you don't use, I don't think you use stamps for outposts. That's what I'm saying, like, how, who wrote all those thousands of letters out? Like, do they have, like, a copy spell? I guess so.
No, it's
I don't know.
Like Dumbledore gives Hagrid all this stuff. He's like, here, copy all this down. And he's like, oh, but I don't want to. I should not have told you
I don't
that.
Think that the movie explained this very well. What do you think? I mean, you've read the first book.
Oh, yeah, I thought the guy was just rich enough to own a lighthouse. I mean, everyone in England doesn't have their own lighthouse. They're like castles. They're everywhere.
Yeah, you know, I had to reread the Sorcerer's Stone to realize, you know, where they were. I couldn't remember, and I couldn't, you know, I knew that they go away, but it talks in the book like they're in a boat, and you know, the movie, it's just like, oh, they're in this, like, dungeon-y looking place at a lighthouse. Look at her curlers.
Couldn't he have just, like, opened the door?
Look at him come in! He just knocks down that whole thing.
Well, I don't get is why does he have the stupid umbrella? He's like this big trollish ogre of a man going,
sorry
and he's got
about
a dainty
that.
Umbrella.
I don't know. I mean, I think obviously it's a way for him to hide his magic inside of his wand in it. But you would think that he would have come up with something a little bit more.
He looks like a poof.
A poof? Dry up, Dursley, you old great prune. I love
nah,
that.
This is my magic.
Prunes are all dry and stuff. Look, he like made that hole in the ceiling. Why, Harry, you're humongous.
Oh, but he's like one to talk. I mean, look how fat he is. He's like, Harry,
yeah.
You little porker.
Good thing that wasn't Harry. Seriously, if I was Harry and he came in and you was like, man, you're fat, I would have been like...
I bet you just wizard those pounds off, Harry.
Just
the magic diet.
The magic diet. I'm just Harry.
I got you a box of some blue string. I hope you like it.
I love that he made him a cake. I think this is Harry's first gift, and no one's ever done it.
Happy
yeah, he
birthday.
Happy wrong. So he obviously couldn't have written the letters, because I don't think he can spell very well. I love that that umbrella, like, fits in his jacket. Look at his face. He's like, what was that? Petunia's not surprised at all. But neither is Vernon. Do you think Vernon knew James and Lily?
Of course he did.
You think?
Of course. I know your sister, don't I?
Well, I guess so. I guess so. But, you know, it's funny to me because Petunia is the one who, like, grew up with the magical sister. And, like, she's so afraid of it. She hates it so much.
I'm a what?
And here's
he's looking at his face. He's like, oh, dang it.
And
oh,
here's okay. Stuttering Harry. Harry, just
Harry. This is actually kind of funny watching it with the subtitles because I never really notice all their little facial expressions. You know?
I'll pee my pants once. That
like,
magic.
I love Daniel. But obviously, this is his first movie and his first acting. But, like, he's either really wide-eyed, like, oh, I'm so surprised, or oh, I'm happy. Or he's, like, squinty-eyed, like, I'm so suspicious. Like, I'm trying to figure this out, and my squinty eyes will show it.
Very cursive.
You know, when I was 11, and if somebody had handed me something like that, I would have been like, Mom, you read it. It looks complicated. You knew all along, and you never told me.
Obviously.
How, of course we knew. Look how evil she is.
Yeah.
Where are they?
A lighthouse.
I know. I've got to go back and read the book. Because
like they drove around for a while.
I remember they went somewhere, but I'm like, where did they go, and how did they get there? I know that they got there on a boat. In the book, they describe her as having this really long neck.
She does have a long neck.
She does have a long neck.
Look at her. She's like a giraffe with curlers.
And then she got herself blown up. Well, a car crash, people blow up, so I don't see.
How come it's not James and Lily Potter?
What did it say?
It says Lily and James. Like, they always say Lily and James. Like, the mother always comes first. Did you ever notice that?
It's polite. Women first. Hello.
Well, no, because, like, when you're introducing someone, it's always Mr. and Mrs. And then they use the guy's name. And this one is always Lily and James. Like, is this part of, like, JK's, like, you know, JK Rowling's thing of, you know, Harry's eyes and the mother and supposed to be important and secretive and something? Thoughts? Comments? Impressions.
I don't know. I love he's threatening him with an umbrella. He's like pointing it at his chest. No.
I will stick you out in the rain, I will.
No, he's saying don't ever insult Albus Dumbledore to me.
Okay, and here's another thought. Like, does Harry take away the pigtail? Because if not, how do they fix
that? No, I think he went and had it, like, surgically removed.
Because, like, how does Vernon, this really proud guy, take his little piggy son into, like, you know, a doctor's office and say, hey, could you cut this tail off?
Yeah, I think that's what they did. I think that's what they did.
Because, I mean, how do you do that, like, without getting a bad name?
Yeah, and, like, he's like, yeah, Harry, don't tell anyone. I'm not supposed to do magic, but let's just keep going.
And I'll rip the door off.
Yeah. Sorry about that. Aw. I love Hagrid. He came and saved Harry so that Harry could go be tortured and abused in Hogwarts for the rest of his school years and have
people... He'd
probably
been happier if he just stayed home.
No, the Dursleys are horrible.
But then he wouldn't have had to have, you know, Sirius Black die and all these
other
people
die. Yeah, but
he would
have never known Sirius Black existed either.
Yeah, but then he wouldn't have had to go through all the grieving and, there's my boy! And all that kind of stuff.
Oh, I love that scene. Let's not talk about it, though. We're not doing that one yet.
Oh, fine.
I love this. I want to go here in London and just stand there and be like, they stood here, I'm standing here, and do like a little happy dance.
Okay, why do they all use candles?
The magic people don't know electricity yet. They don't need it. They have spells.
Okay.
Obviously. Hello. Look at all their top hats. I mean, it's obvious they're like behind a couple of centuries.
Do you think if they were magical, they could live in our times and be magical?
I like that they're old-timey, sort of. Like, the way they dress and things.
Like, how do they all know what he looks like grown up? Like,
because they see his scar. They all notice his scar.
But his scar's hidden by his hair right there.
Well, whatever. It's in the books, it's very obvious. And besides, maybe Hagrid went and told them beforehand, hey, I'm going to go pick up Harry Potter.
I'm the evil bad guy, but you don't know it yet.
Because I'm a stutterer, and stutterers are never bad people.
Nice to meet you.
He's like, ugh.
I'm a germaphobe. You're a dirty, dirty little boy, and I don't like you.
Yeah, like, why wouldn't he touch him? Like, that's weird to me.
Because then he'd be like, ah, and turn into ashes.
Look at the cakes on the table. I love noticing all the things around. Like,
you mean the half-eaten cakes?
Yeah. Gosh, I wonder how much Hagrid actually eats. I bet he eats a lot. Mm. Does he eat human food, I wonder?
No.
No, he eats, like, giant food.
He eats horses.
He doesn't eat horses. He loves horses. Like, that's an animal. Actually, I don't know if there's horses in the magical world. Oh my gosh, like, that is what you have to do to get to one of the special scenes at the, you know, like, the things. And I can never remember the order. Like, I always have to do, like, 25 times.
No, it just goes 1, 2, 3, click, click. Like, he just starts at one point and goes in a circle.
It's harder than you think. Like, it's a lot harder than that.
No, it's not.
Yes,
it
is. I'm not going to argue with it because I don't think you've actually tried to do it.
Oh.
See, his clothes look really baggy there. I like that.
So you mean, you know, Hagrid, the half-giant, knows things you don't know?
When I saw this, I thought, oh my gosh, this is Diagon Alley.
How do they fit that inside of London without anyone noticing?
It's called Magic Space. Magical space. Like, I think it just has a spell that makes people not notice it. It's a not-noticing spell. I love looking at all the things here. Like, I think it's so well done. The music, every time I watch this scene, it makes me really happy and excited. Look at all the owls. And a bat!
Yeah, I'd have a pet bat.
It's all out in the sunlight, though. That's very uncharacteristic.
I'd have a pet bat.
I wouldn't. I don't think we've actually seen anybody with a bat. Like, I know it says you can bring one. Look at all the kids looking at the broom.
It's just like you never see a Hufflepuff or a Ravenclaw.
Well, you see them.
No, you
like
don't.
Cho? She's Ravenclaw.
I like the redheaded stepchildren
Luna
of Gryffindor.
Luna is Ravenclaw.
It's like, welcome
Cedric?
To Hogwarts. We have Gryffindor, Slytherin, and these other guys.
No, that's not true. Cedric Diggory, he was a Hufflepuff.
And look what happened. Hmm?
Well,
yeah.
That, yes. If you're a Hufflepuff, Voldemort will come and kill you.
Being a Hufflepuff
that's
is like
horrible.
Having a red shirt in Star Trek.
It is not like wearing a red shirt. Oh, poor Ryan. He's going to listen to that and go, oh, he's going to cringe.
Who?
Nobody. He's my forum friend.
Oh.
He's one of the admin guys. There's Ryan and Rena and Kim.
Uh-huh.
And they're so great. But anyway.
Yoda, I am. Get your money, I will.
It's not Yoda, but I think that guy is the Willow. I think he's the little...
It's Wicket. Wicket the Ewok.
But he, wasn't he also Willow? Like, he was in that
mm-hmm.
movie about the Munchkins? I used to love that movie. I went through a Val Kilmer stage. I think I watched it over and over.
Val Kilmer's not a midget.
He's in Willow. He's like the man. And I don't think I actually...
Top secret.
I don't think I should have told you that. Look, squinty eyes. Something.
I don't know what you mean. Are you after the Philosopher's Stone? Sorcerer's Stone.
There
is cool, they had their own Six Flags.
Yeah. Like, and I'm sad that they didn't show that. They never show that in the movies. Like, in the books, like, they get on it. I think like a lot. They get on this thing, and it's a roller coaster, and they get nauseous to their stomach, and...
Tiny body. Great math skills.
His nails. And then he, like, does, like, that... Maybe not.
No, that's only on the super secret vault with you know what and you know which.
I love that all the gold is, like, stacked. Like, who would take the time and stack the gold in these vaults? Because if it were me, I would just be, like, shoveling it in.
So does Harry have to pay tuition at Hogwarts?
Yes, everyone does.
Are they like, oh, it's Harry Potter, the prophecy boy? And they just, like, bend over backwards for him because they know he's the only one who can
save him.
Well,
I think it's boarding school. I don't know if they actually ever talk about it in the series, but...
And if
this is weird to me. Like, his fingernail unlocks all these keys. Like, that's kind of strange to me. I don't think that was in the book.
And if Hogwarts is prestigious, how do the Weasleys afford to spend all their kids there?
I don't know. Maybe they have, like, a welfare program or you know, if you have more than 5 kids, we'll send 2 of them for free. Or...
is that a government grant?
Send one, get one free kind of deal for Hogwarts.
This is the Sorcerer's Stone. I should not have told you that.
And he puts it in his pocket. And he just pats it down.
It's a safe place.
Look at that. Look at the ground.
So?
It's so funny. All little stones perfectly lined.
Well, then you want Ollivander's. He's the only person around here that sells wands.
It's the only winemaker that there is. Since 382 BC. You know, I think it's really funny that they even put up BC. You know, you would think that it would be like, you know, PF, what, pre-founders, or...
Well, they said before Merlin, the initials would be BM.
Yeah, I know.
382 BM.
You know, that and that's just wrong. Magical. I don't know. You know, I like PF, pre-founders.
Yeah, I like BM.
Quit. We're not going to talk about that. And Mr. Ollivander. You know, though, scares me, like Richard Harris scared me. Like, he looks very old here, and it's already movie 1. Well, yeah, but he comes back, even though they didn't have him in movie 4. He was in book 4, and he's also in book 6. And he's got a big role in book 6, so I wonder if they're going to have the same actor do it.
He's not that old.
He looks old there, look.
It's makeup.
He could be old, I don't know.
Just because he died in Aliens doesn't mean he's going to die here.
He, like, just holds it. Like, oh, I'm supposed to swish it or something. Good thing there are cleansing spells, because I wouldn't want to pick all that stuff up. And he's like, apparently not.
Oh. So, if you don't get the right wand, it just blows everything up?
Well, I guess.
Like, why can't you just use a wand? Like, is it like a pencil that you can use, anyone can use it, or?
No, because inside these wands are different, you know, unicorn hairs and phoenix feathers, and that kind of stuff. Look at him put it back. No, I don't think so. I really love the wand store. You know, I don't think I ever pictured it kind of like a shoe store with all the little boxes, but after seeing it, I really liked how they did it. I really liked how it looked and how dark and how kind of creepy Ollivander came across. I thought the actor did fabulously with this role.
I wonder.
I know. But you know, I had to watch this several times before I realized that he was saying curious, very curious. Like, I kept thinking he was saying something like flurries, and I kept going, what are flurries? Are flurries like that magical air sound that... I was like, maybe they're like little fairies or something. But then I looked at the subtitles and I was like, oh, he's saying curious. I couldn't understand what he was saying.
Give that back to me. You can't have it. It's mine.
I wonder, is this... I don't remember. I can't remember. This is so horrible that I read so much fan fiction and I can't remember what's real. But I think that the wand, the phoenix hair that's in them both is Fox's feathers.
Well, he's the only phoenix they ever show in this entire series.
Well, I know. And, I mean, obviously they keep living. I don't know if phoenixes ever die. I think they just live forever and keep...
Yeah, they die, and then they burn, and they come back
alive. Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't think they ever die for good. They just die and then come back.
Okay, what's with the whole, we do not speak his name?
The you-know-who?
Yeah.
Because he's so evil, and he keeps killing everybody, and nobody wants to talk about him. So they just say,
well, it's just like, you know,
you-know-who.
Saying Voldemort isn't going to make him any less dead or anything.
It just makes him seem more scary. I think they, you know, like the Boogeyman. Obviously, the Boogeyman had a name, or the Candyman, or whatever.
No,
they
much
probably
just
had a name. Well, okay, it was not a good example. But anyway,
Harry.
I think they do that just to make it. Oh,
Hedwig. I got you a rat.
I love Hedwig.
A rat with feathers.
He's
with
like flies. Cool. And they're in the Leaky Cauldron, I guess. Yeah, they're in the Leaky Cauldron again.
The guy who gave me this tattoo, I mean scar.
I really think it's very funny and very strange that Hagrid is the one that ends up telling him about his parents.
It's because Hagrid's the only person around.
I know.
He doesn't know anyone else.
I would have thought... You know, if there's so much writing on Harry, I would have thought that Dumbledore perhaps would have come himself or had someone a little bit better with, I don't know. Like, to me, if there was Savior of the Wizarding World and I was Dumbledore, I'm not sure that Hagrid's the one I would have sent. Even though I love Hagrid and I think he's very gentle and great, I think I would have sent somebody who had a little bit better way with words. Oh, I want to point out, I think this is so funny, that Harry, this is supposed to be like 1981, I think. Harry is wearing Blue's Clues pajamas here. Do you notice this? Like, that came out just a couple of years ago. I thought I would point that out.
Oh, what I don't get is, like, Dumbledore probably still would have lied to Harry because he doesn't tell him anything. He's like, you're the savior of the wizarding world, but I'm not going to tell you that. You're a normal boy who keeps trying to get killed every year. Pay no attention to that. Hum hum.
Well, he doesn't tell him. Like, that's what is so like, that's what's so awesome about movie 5 coming out, because finally, Dumbledore actually opens up and says, you know what? I screwed up and I have not told you the truth and I'm just a man and you know, I'm real sorry. So, I don't know. Maybe that's why he stayed away. Maybe that's why Hagrid is the one that came and got him, because Dumbledore may have felt compelled to tell him a little bit more of the story that he needed to know. Does that make sense?
I think Harry's face is on, like, baseball cards or something, and that's why everyone knows him. Like, is he on the frog card?
No!
Harry Potter?
No, I don't think anybody knows what he looks like. It's a scar. Like, he's the only kid around that's got a scar on his forehead like that. And it's a cursed scar. Like, in the book, it's really described, you know, it's very distinctive. In the movie, like, his little bangs cover it up and stuff, and you can't really see it. That's a very pretty
Okay, here's another question. Hagrid is a huge person. How does he disappear, like, the span of time it takes for Harry to read a ticket? He looks down, and then whoosh!
I never thought about that.
This huge, giant man is gone. Like, is Hagrid, like, crouching down behind a platform column?
I don't know. I wonder if Hagrid can apparate. I'm not sure, because technically if he's not allowed to do magic, I think aberration is magic. So I don't know. That's a very good point.
Or did he just turn and run really, really fast away from
Maybe
Harry?
It's kind of like Superman and Lois, you know, where Superman just runs away and Lois is like, Clark? Clark? Oh, well. You know?
And, like, this is, like, the greatest stroke of luck for him ever. Where's 9 3/4? 9 3/4 this way! Oh, well, that was convenient. La, la, la.
No, well, that's obviously we need to introduce Ron and, Oh, I just love the Weasleys. I wish they were real, and I wish they were my family, because I love them. There's Percy.
Okay, and no one else freaks out about these kids disappearing into a wall?
Oh, no one. That's what they're supposed to be, real nonchalant. And look at Jenny. Oh my gosh, look at their hair. They look so young. I did think it very weird that they started even here. You know, like, it talks in the book how awful and strangely they wear normal clothes, muggle clothes, and how he looks at them and kind of realizes they're wizards by how weirdly and horrible they're dressed. But you know, it looks to me like they're dressed pretty well, you know? I mean, he's wearing
Here's
a
what
jacket.
I don't get. If they're wizarding people and they're going to a wizarding school, how come they have to come into the real world to get to a wizard train to take them to wizard school?
I don't remember.
Like, couldn't they just
I don't remember those details.
Like, couldn't they just get on with, like, their own little magical pit stop without having to come into our world and disappear through the wall?
You know, I don't know. Like, I won't talk about the second one because we're obviously going to do that next. But they keep having to come through here.
And wouldn't Ron run him over since he's just standing there?
Yeah. I don't know.
And I love how Ginny has her one line in the movie.
Hey,
like, she
well,
always
they
got to
give her a starting spot somewhere.
No, like, every movie she says, hello. That was my line. Moving on.
Well, no, that's not true. She's had a bigger part in 4. And
that's
I think
right, she had 2 lines.
In 5, she's going to have an even bigger part. Like,
she has 3 lines?
The books are gradual with Jenny, too. I mean, obviously, a year apart when you're young like that is a pretty big age difference. And then when you get older, it's not so much an issue. But
and then her name's Ginny.
I remember listening, I don't know if it was this commentary or whatever, but they had to do the train scene, like, five different times on five different days, because every time they kept doing it, like, there were all these, I don't remember what day it was, but there were all these nude people running around. Yeah, and they had, like, they said, well, I guess we can't put all those nude people in the background in a Harry Potter film.
Why were there naked people
on
the train?
I don't know. I don't remember what they were for. No, not on the train, like, in the background. Oh, look at Ron and Harry. He's like, what scar? Oh, wicked. Then they become the bestest of friends. Okay. Something that I want to say is there is a lot of candy on that trolley.
There's a lot of kids on the train.
They don't have bags. And he's like, we'll take the lot. Like, who cares if all the other kids don't get candy?
That'll be $300 billion.
I mean, there's
how much is
so
this?
Much jump on that cart.
Like, how does Harry have a concept of how much wizard money is at this point?
That rat. Oh, well, he's a quick learner. Look at that rat. He's got his nose in that. Every flavor.
It's not a rat. Dun dun dun.
Shh.
Sorry.
Don't spoil it for others.
Oh, they've all seen it.
I love that Harry doesn't tell him. He's got like this massive dirt on his face.
Well, Harry doesn't care.
I know. I guess so. I just love it. I love his hair color. I tried to dye my hair that color and it didn't work. Do you remember? It just turned like really dark brown.
Got about 500 myself.
That would kind of make me really weirded out to have jumping frogs. Because I would feel like I was killing something. But they get one jump and then I guess they become still again. I thought that was really cool effect there with Dumbledore in the card.
Because they left X, like in the book, they're like, maker of the Philosopher's Stone. And then, like in the movie, they completely cut that out to add suspense and drama.
I know. You know, and that's why I think the majority of the people that went to this first movie had read the first book at the very least. And I think after, you know, this movie came out, more people thought, oh, Hermione.
She's so annoying in this movie.
She really is. She's such a little prissy brat. I think I was just like her when I was younger.
Well, let's see then.
I was so much like her. Can you see that? Can you see that I was like her?
A brat? Yeah.
It's not a brat. I wasn't just a know-it-all. I was so matter-of-fact about things. Like, I remember a babysitter I used to have. She used to teach me, you know, animal names. And I remember her saying, say horsey. And I would go, horse. And she'd go, no, say horsey. And I would be like, horse. It's not horsey, it's horse. You know, and I was just very... Look, it has lenses there. There's lenses now.
So why does she know how to repair glasses? Like, it's not like she wears them.
Because she's so smart, and she read a book, and she remembers everything.
I love in this movie, like, every time she opens her mouth, she opens it as wide as she possibly can. Hello, Harry! Like, her mouth is just huge this entire movie.
I know. Her mouth does stop opening quite so...
I'm over-enunciating.
I don't know. Maybe... All British children do that a little bit. I don't know. Maybe it's harder to pronounce words.
English?
I don't.
It's like a second language to them.
Well, you know, when you say things like all, and I don't know. I can't think of any other English things except the way they say their A's. Look how cute they are. I love them in their outfits. They never wear their outfits nearly enough. But look how tiny they are.
Well, that's because he's a giant.
They're so little. Well, no, I mean, all the kids are so little here.
Shouldn't Ron know what Hagrid looks like, having gone to visit his siblings at Hogwarts or something?
Maybe.
He looks so surprised.
I don't know. I don't think that they are allowed in Hogwarts until they're of age. Like, I don't see why any of the younger kids would go to Hogwarts for any reason.
And, like, what's moving these boats? Like, that's creepy.
This is the scene that I'm painting at the moment, right? There.
Like, all these kids have to double up on the boats, but Hagrid gets his own.
Well, because it would sink, I think, if anybody else. And the lights. Oh!
Oh, it's a castle. We've never seen a castle before.
I remember going, who are these kids? Who are these kids? And, you know, you eventually find out who they are, but...
And so how does the frog get from the train to the castle without anyone noticing? Like, if you notice
that? I don't know. I love how much Neville has changed. Like, look how he's so chubby and so short and so cute, like a little cherub. And then he, you know, grows really tall and loses his baby fat like most boys do.
And gets really bad teeth.
His teeth are fake. He doesn't really have that horrible of teeth.
Welcome to Neverland.
It's not Granny Wendy. It's not. She's very stern here. She's like, welcome to Hogwarts.
So, like, do they have to stand in single file order to go to the hat? Or is it just
Oh,
random?
I don't know. Maybe
Like, how
they
do they call
did
people out
naturally.
for that?
For what?
Like, the hat, like, it's called in, like, random order. They're just like, and now you.
They do it alphabetically, I think.
Not in the movie, they don't.
Well, I think they do. Do they not?
No, they
Yes,
don't.
they do.
Because, like, Ron Weasley goes before Harry Potter.
Oh.
Or something like that.
I don't know. I think you're wrong. I think it's alphabetical, but maybe you're right. I don't know.
Yeah.
But
We
look,
have
she,
Gryffindor,
she
Slytherin,
doesn't even smile.
and some other houses I can't remember.
And there's the toad. And where's everyone else's? Why does he have his toad out and no one else has their animals? Look at her face! She's like, ooh. When I saw this, I went, oh, he is Draco Malfoy. Look how cute he is.
You
His
mean
hair is
evil?
perfect. He's such a little pureblood jerk. He's such a snot. And he's so pretty. He's perfect for this role. And when he gets older, I hate that they change his hair. Like, I love his hair slicked back like that. You know, very posh. His eyes are so pretty. Oh, and he's so mean to them.
Well, he's supposed to be. He's the villain.
I know. But it's so cute because they're all 11 and they're so cute and I just hate. I think I can tell the wrong sort for myself.
Even though this isn't how they met in the book.
No, well, yeah, it kind of is because...
Not
because
they met in the shop
They
first.
Met in a shop, but they didn't know who each other were. They didn't know until this... I think that's how Draco knew to come over
hey,
to him.
Hey, they have Star Trek doors. They open automatically.
No, stop comparing this to Star Trek. Star Trek is its own lovely universe. Look at all their hats. Like, do we
okay.
actually see the hats
okay,
come
but
back
notice here,
again?
Like, all the chairs are full. So where do the kids go and sit after they
At
get
the
sorted?
Front, the front of the table.
No, they were all
They
full.
scoot down. They scoot
Oh.
down to get closer to each other. But I want to point out that they're all wearing these, like, black pointy hats. Like, do we ever see these hats again?
Oh, now there's some empty chairs.
Oh, there, yeah. There's for the first years. I still think that Professor McGonagall could have been a little nicer there. And Hagrid's hair changes. Oh, it's Richard Harris, the best Dumbledore ever.
I would like to say something, and,
I was in Gladiator. He's so good. He looks it. You know, that soft...
Looks better than that crazy hippie guy.
There's Filch, Mr. Filch, and his cat.
Cat has red
Mrs.
eyes,
Norris.
And that's creepy.
It's Mrs. Norris. And everyone who does not wish to die most painful death, don't
yeah.
go in the dark forest.
Don't go down this
don't
hallway.
Look at all their faces. They're all like, oh my gosh. I would have been like, ooh, me. Like, I would do the Hermione and the
See?
Hand in the air thing.
Granger goes
Granger,
first.
Okay, maybe, well, I guess. Maybe Granger is, maybe she was first. I don't, mental that one, I'm telling you.
And you think she would have been like a Raven Hoositz because she's so smart?
I just love how little feminine she is. You know, she's such a little girl. I wondered, though, if everyone, obviously everyone can hear when the hat yells out. Gryffindor, you know,
I think
whatever.
In the book it was supposed to be inside their heads and not
I know,
talking out loud.
I know. I just want to know. Oh, I guess right. Malfoy. Draco Malfoy. Look how scared he looks. Like he doesn't even know. And then he's, it doesn't even touch his head.
Like I said, like, you know, because you said Ravenclaw was supposed to be the really smart people.
Yeah.
And look at this girl. She looks like an idiot. So they're like, Hufflepuff.
Shouldn't say
she has that
that.
Vacant look in
no,
her eyes.
No, that's not true. Hufflepuffs aren't stupid. Hufflepuffs are loyal and honest and equal. They feel that everyone should be treated fairly and taught the same way. They're not...
They're the red-headed stepchildren of Hogwarts.
No, that's not true.
It is in the movies.
I have to support Hufflepuff because some of my dear friends in the forums are Hufflepuff.
But I like the movies. Like, they really like either Gryffindor, which is the good guys, Slytherin, the bad guys, or one of those other two houses that are here.
Yeah, I guess in the movie they do kind of...
Like, they totally crap on the other two houses like they're not important at all.
Well, our main characters aren't in those two houses, and so I guess, you know, they're just not talked about enough.
Wait, Harry Potter, Harry Potter.
Yeah, he's like, Lee Ford.
We didn't know he was going to be a Gryffindor. This could be interesting.
We didn't know he was there. And look, the first years don't get the little hats. Did you notice that?
I think it would have been more interesting if she'd written Harry to be a Slytherin. And he could have changed the house within. Like, that would have been neat.
No.
Because then he would have had this whole, he's Voldemort infected or whatever with the scar.
No, because there has to be, this whole Harry Potter is a fight between good and evil. And if he, you know, was good in evil, it wouldn't work. He has to, all the kids have to root for somebody. Not Slytherin. His lenses don't have glass in them there.
Well, because then they'd reflect and see the camera crew.
Maybe. You know, without all the kids there, I think Hogwarts would be a pretty freaky place. Like, and what are those? Look, there's the house point things behind them there. I think that's the only time we ever actually see them. Did everybody see it there in the background?
No.
Yeah, it was like a little
scary. And everybody's like so surprised. Like, everyone else gets sorted and they're like, yeah, people are getting Madam sorted. Pooch. And Harry gets sorted and they're like, yay! It's a miracle! We've never seen this before! Congratulations, Harry, on your first triumph of being sorted.
Hush.
He can do no wrong.
I just love that, like, Dumbledore, like, salutes him with his goblet and... Obviously, there's some
favoritism
amongst the group.
You know, the score goes to Hufflepuff, and everyone's like, yeah, Hufflepuff. Harry Potter! Likes chicken wings!
Look, man, I want to eat that kind
of meal.
They
got KFC.
Even Draco's like, holy crap, this is awesome. And, he's like stuffing his face with, like, those two chicken bones. My dad's a muggle, Mum's a witch. And Hermione's, look, she's like grinning while she's cutting her food. Look how ladylike she's eating.
That's Snape. He's the bad guy.
He's like, I've got Voldemort in the back of my brain.
See this, that he fancies the dark arts, but then they're like, oh yeah, it was the job, the class, not that he's actually evil. It was a misleading statement.
No, like, he wants the defense against the dark arts.
The way he says it is like, he fancies the dark arts. You know, the class. He's evil.
And the twins. And the ghosts. You know, they don't really come out again in the other movies very much. So.
The ghosts are kind of annoying.
Yeah. I think it's really important, though, that they're in it because I think something about ghosts are going to have to do with in the Deathly Hallows. Like, I think we're going to see ghosts again.
And it's John Cleese.
I don't know who that is still. Like, even
Monty
though
Python?
Yeah, I never really got into those.
Oh, he's a really famous comedian.
I always thought that they were very blasphemous.
Are you nearly headless?
Nearly headless? How can you be nearly headless?
Ugh. Look at her, she's like, I'm sorry for asking. I would have been like, cool, do it again. And they're all like, ugh. There's so many stairs. Like, no wonder Hogwarts doesn't have an exercise class. Like, just walking around, I'd be like...
Couldn't they magic themselves up some escalators?
Like, I just make myself float everywhere. Wingardium Leviosa to myself. Wingardium...
Like, honestly, could they put in, like, an elevator?
Like, look at that. Gryffindor, you're 8 feet up there. That's so tall.
Gryffindors were on level 10,001.
I'd have been like, leviate. Levitate me.
Leviate.
And all the pretty portraits like this. I love the portraits. Love them.
What happens if you're walking on one of those things and they keep moving and you just keep going in circles?
What do you mean?
Well, the staircases move, so you could just like keep walking in circles for hours and be late to your class.
I don't think so. No. No. But they eventually will go back. And the portrait. This is not... Is this the same lady that's in the other movies? The one with the glass and she's singing? I don't think so. And what does Caput Draconis mean?
It means open the door, fat lady. It's Latin.
And also, I think in the books, don't they have to climb through the portrait hole?
I don't know.
Like that, they just kind of walk in.
This is your living room.
I love it. It's kind of small, though, there to me. It seems like a small living room. Well, I mean, there's, you know, years 1 through 7, there's a lot of kiddos in there that would want to be in the common room.
But there's only like 6 Gryffindors. And it looks kind of small to me.
No, there's lots more Gryffindors.
There's Harry and Hermione and Ron and the 3 other extras.
I wonder how long their clothes stay, like, neatly folded and stuff in their chairs.
Well, they have magic folding spells.
Oh, I guess the elves do it for them. I guess so. The Hogwarts has elves. No, like Dobby.
They have servant elves that they iron their hands and treat like crud.
I don't think that they make them iron their hands or anything, but yeah. And what is that thing in the middle of the room?
An owl.
Is it a furnace? No. Just look how cute he is, like, sitting by the window.
I'm so 11.
He's 11. Doesn't he sleep?
No.
Oh, but he's so happy because finally he's found a home. Finally he fits in somewhere. And Hogwarts is so beautiful there. I love that shot. And then run, we're late. Mrs. Norris, is it? Isn't that a gorgeous cat? I wonder if those stripes are real or if they're you don't think?
No, I think they're fake. It's
a gorgeous cat. I want that cat. I'm allergic to cats, but I would have that cat. I love that he like keeps turning around and like keeps moving his arm. Come on, Ron, come on.
Could you imagine if that old hag were here?
She's not a hag.
Oh, wait, she is.
Special effects. That was $250 billion right there.
But she has very, bloody like,
brilliant.
Her hair is very colored in this movie, and it goes real gray real fast.
Yeah. I guess so.
Then would you like the Marauder's map?
No, we don't know about that yet either.
Oh, well, she might.
I keep looking at the walls and things. And, like, and that's all we see of the Transfiguration.
How come he gets, like, the dungeon room?
Because he's the evil potions master. I love Alan Rickman!
And can he, like, shut the door?
Okay.
Or was he raised in a barn?
I have to point this out again. This potions classroom, to me, looks very different than the little closet and the little in the potions room that's in movie 5, the pictures that we've seen. I'm sure that they've changed it a lot for budget reasons, but...
Remember, they just moved classrooms.
I love how he, like, moves his arm. He's like a bat. Look at him.
People change classrooms.
He's bat-like. And his hair is shorter here. And curly.
That's how you know he's evil.
His curly hair. Or because Draco Malfoy is looking at him with...
I love you, teacher.
I love you. Admiration and happiness. I'd probably just have that quill out being going, I've never written with a quill before.
Yeah, and he writes so nicely with it. But he takes notes on the weirdest things. Like, we're not even talking about class yet, but you're writing down every word I'm saying. What I'm saying.
What I'm saying. Hermione nudges him. Hello? Shut up.
What?
Oh, Ron, he gulps again and he's like...
Squint.
Worried. Squint. Squint eyes. Isn't that a great shot? He looks so...
Me. That was I'm an overachiever.
That was me in school. It really was. Until I hit about 8th grade. And then I became the class clown, I think. What is the difference between monk's hood? He's like, I don't know. I'm pretty much a muggle. I have a wand, but... Pity. Snape is so horrible to him.
I survived a death spell. Did you do that? No. I don't think you did.
I know, 2 points from you. Totally say that. Can you survive a Vatacadabra? Because you know what? I can. So back off. Yeah, do that snap. I love that these kids are trying to make wine. Like,
I thought he was trying to make rum.
Okay, rum. That's even worse. That's like a higher percent alcohol ratio. And then he blows himself up. With no, there's like no teachers around.
Like, how does he even know? Like, he just says the words and waves the wand, so how do you know if you're doing it right or wrong?
I love that shot right there with the light coming in the window. Isn't that beautiful? And I don't think these are real owls. That's a real owl. And I would drop. I don't think I'm a very good catch.
Yeah, I would get hit in the face.
Like, knock me out.
They would come in with like this, you know, mom would send me a bowling ball. The owl would drop it on my face.
Why would she send you a bowling ball?
Why do they send these people little red balls with gas in them?
It was a Remembrall. Like, it helps him remember things that he forgot. Or, no, it lets him know that he has forgotten something that he needs to remember. But he can't remember what it is that he can't remember.
That's a remember-all. I've read about those!
Her mouth is just so large when she talks. And that right there is a boy. That's Lee, I think. He's the announcer for the Quidditch game. And I think I thought it was a little girl. Every time I've seen this, like, I thought that was a little girl.
I love that line, believed to be the work of dark wizards. No, like, some good wizard's gonna break into a bank and trash the place.
Yeah, just bad wizards. Look at her face. Squinty eyes.
Yes, contemplative.
I think Ron is the one that's changed the least. What do you think? Like, physical appearance-wise?
I know, he gets really bad hair.
I know. I don't like his long hair. I'll be the first
and
to admit
And why does
it.
This woman have cat eyes?
Because she's like a hawk, I think. She's a flyer.
You see, like, everyone else has normal eyes, and then she has wizard contacts.
I think it looks very neat. I like her. She's got spunk. I love this scene. I love it. I wanted to fly a broom after I saw this scene.
So all you have to do is say up?
Yep, up, and whoops, it's there. Look at her. She's like, I'm not the first one.
But, like, that's easy. Like, how do you know if you're doing, like, why is he having so much trouble? You just have to say up.
Well, because you have to have feeling in it, and you have to... I love that her hair is crimped, too. Like, evidently, they have crimps at Hogwarts. Crimping irons. He, like, smacks himself in the nose. I think I would like to have her job. Like, her job is the easiest. Okay, you point to your right, and you say up. There
up,
you go.
Then you get on it, and then you just kind of jump up, and you're flying.
I'm finished for the rest of the year. Just... fly around.
Alright, I'll be in my office. If anyone needs me, go find someone else.
Look at Crabbe and Goyle. They're so little. Oh, poor Neville. Oh, poor
what
Neville.
What I love is she's like, get down right now. Like, he has any control over what he's doing.
Why doesn't she just grab onto his broom there? If
it's
I were
like, Neville,
any
why
don't
you get
adult.
Down? Oh, I would if I could.
Well, it's in the book. We obviously can't change it. CGI.
Fake
you
Neville.
You know, and I remember thinking...
Fake Neville.
I remember going, wow.
Fake Neville.
The special effects are fantastic. You remember when it came out? And now I'm looking at it and
fake
laughing.
Fake Neville.
Because they're so much
fake
better
Neville.
Now.
Fake Neville.
No, that's real Neville right there.
And real
that's
Neville.
That's real Neville. Oh, no. That clip.
Fake.
Yeah.
And
real. Out of the way. None of the kids rush forward to help. They're all
Neville's
just like,
dead!
Oh my gosh!
I can see his ribs.
Ow!
Like, all that and all he did was break a wrist?
Yeah, he broke his wrist.
I'm like, can't she just, like, do something real quick with his arm and just be like, there you go? Did they really have to go all the way to the hospital wing for that?
I don't see why she just didn't send him with another student. You know? Like, she leaves the entire class there. You know, as a teacher...
Yeah. I'm gonna leave all
I
of you children
never...
unattended...
Never
don't
do that.
Anything bad while I'm gone.
Oh, he's so evil. And Harry's going to step forward for the first time.
He said arse.
He said arse?
Yeah, he said arse.
When?
He said Neville fell in his arse.
I guess so. Harry Potter's, you know, the first curse word. I don't think I noticed that because I don't think that arse is... Some, not a word that we use here in America.
No way, you heard what she said.
I just love that he's such a natural. What an idiot. I love
Hermione.
Yeah,
he's such a natural. That's why he's all, like, leaning and drunk on his broomstick.
He's not drunk. He's just learning. I think that's so funny that he, like, flips around like that. Go get it, Seeker! And Draco's like, whoa, hey, he went after it. I love this. Very cool scene there. And she's got, like, a mirror. She's, like, staring at herself on her desk going...
She's a very vain teacher.
I am Professor McGonagall.
And cat face, regular face. And cat
lion,
face.
No, it was lemon face, lion face. Lemon face? Oh, cat face. Oh, I didn't get it. I got it now. Sorry. And
look, guys, I got the ball. Look, I got the ball. Yeah.
They're all patting him on the back. Like, good job. You ran
You're
after the ball.
You're expelled, Mr. Potter. Now come with me so we can teach you how to save our butts.
Yeah, I wonder if Hooch ever had words with him after this. Like, well, I told you not to be on that broom.
I don't get it. It's like, they all act like, you know, Harry has to pay attention to the rules. But then they're like, oh, wait, yeah, Harry, you have to come save us. So, we're going to forget that you got in trouble and broke every single one of our rules this year. And then you can go kill Voldemort. Okay, goody.
Professor Quirrell. Ah! It's my favorite character, Oliver. I love Oliver. Sean, Figgerstaff. I so miss you. They haven't let him be in any of the other movies, and he's so cute. And evidently, like, he got this role because Alan Rickman recommended him, evidently. I want Alan Rickman to recommend me for a movie. He's so cute, too.
Who?
Oliver. He was the Quidditch captain.
Oh, you mean the one with the monobrow?
And his little... I love that his robe is, like, falling off his shoulders. Like, it's so natural and so... You know, that was what would really happen. It's not all perfect for the camera. I love it. And I'm really shocked that those fire things that are the lights, like, none of the kids managed to catch on fire. Hermione, who are you talking to? Who are those people? She just, like, joins their conversation and knows what they're talking about.
I know more about you than you do.
It's in your blood.
I'm a know-it-all. See, I know where the trophy case is. See? There's trophies.
Look how high those flames are. It's amazing that one gets burned.
How come the Seeker has, like, the biggest badge on there?
What's he, a Seeker?
Yeah.
No, I think that's wrong.
No,
I think...
it said Seeker. James
Did it say
Seeker.
Seeker?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I think the movie has it wrong. I think, because I think his dad was a chaser.
No! Scandal.
I think his dad was a chaser. I'll have to go back and look at that.
Sure, his dad wasn't a beater.
No, not a
beater. A wife beater.
No, not a wife beater.
No.
Yeah, it would be fun. I'd been like, stay on, do it again.
No, you
stairs.
Wouldn't.
Yes,
You'd be
I would.
Screaming.
No, I wouldn't. You think I would be screaming?
Yes.
Now, if I went through this door and see what they saw, I'd be screaming.
Like that? Who keeps a statue like that in a school?
Well, obviously, Dumbledore does at Hogwarts. What is that, even? It looks like a frozen Voldemort.
It is.
There he is, frozen form. And Mrs. Norris, the tattletale cat of Mr. Filch.
Like, is she like an animagus or something?
No.
Then how is the cat that smart to go run and tattle
just,
on them?
She's a magical cat. Like, all the animals that they have are magical, I think.
Does that mean she doesn't shed?
It would be a perk, I think.
Hey, let's go through this big door with the big dog on the other side.
They don't know what's in there. And she's like, oh, move over. Aloha more.
Aloha.
I love that some of these words, though, that no one had ever heard before, everyone knows what they mean. Like, everyone now knows what aloha more means. Aloha more. Everybody knows that unlocks something.
Isn't that Hawaiian?
The American language, the English language has enlarged, has grown.
I don't know, because I always thought her spells were kind of unoriginal in their names.
You know what the Latin?
Was it like, Wingardium Leviosa?
Well, levitate.
Wing and levitate. No, that was creative, JK.
I think it's perfect. That's so my reaction, though. I would do that. That is freaky! Do you see that head come out of the door there?
I don't get it. How come
they
three of them...
They could all just have died right then.
Wait, and that single dog is held back by one tiny little latch.
Well, no, I think he's got a chain around his neck. But, I love that. Did you see what he was standing on? I'm just like Ron. I didn't notice its feet. Did you? But I was preoccupied with three heads. I love Ron's lines here. They're so funny. And, like, where are they? They're
I don't
on his...
get is how do they split up? Like, they're not in the Gryffindor common room. And they take two different tunnels.
I know.
It's like, where is she going?
Look at her priorities. Before you come up with another idea to get us killed, or worse, expelled.
Yes, because expelled is so much worse than death.
She needs to sort out her priorities. And Harry's like, yeah, totally. Gosh. That's not so pretty, a scene of Hogwarts. It's very nice, though.
It's kind of like football and hockey and soccer on a broom.
Like, why don't they go to the Quidditch pitch? Like, where are they? I hate this. I don't like not knowing where these characters are.
They're on the quad.
Yeah, evidently Hogwarts has a quad. And a yellow brick road. That's red.
And why can't they just say ball?
There it is. There it is.
Do they have to say quaffle? This is a ball.
It's a made-up game, so it shouldn't have made-up names. And he's like, what are those? Here, you take this little bat thing.
How come the case wasn't rocking before?
I wouldn't want to be a beater. I would think that would be very dull. You just hit the ball when it comes around to you. I think this game is so neat. You know, though, I've read Quidditch so many times and didn't understand it until I saw the movies. I didn't get it.
Well, yeah.
When you read it, were you like, oh, it was probably a lot easier for you to understand because you'd seen the movie.
Yeah, I guess.
I love that. He is like, he can't get that ball. Nasty little buggers. Oh, he's so cute.
He's got like a really thick eyebrows.
I think, well, he's Scottish. Maybe they have thick eyebrows in Scotland.
What I love is, like, when this thing's flying around, they're all looking in three different directions.
Yeah, I guess.
Like, no one has any idea exactly where this ball's supposed to be.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know.
Okay. You're our seeker. If you get this little ball, we win. End of story.
No, that's not true.
It doesn't matter what the other points are, because we get 150 billion points.
They only get 150. 150, so if
but considering everyone else only
more,
scores like 10 points maximum with the others.
Okay, I want to point out that this teacher here is not how I imagined him. Like, what is he? Is he a little old man? Is he like...
He's a midget.
A half
goblin? I've got my feather! Here it is! My feather!
He's like, I don't know. I thought all the professors were human, at the very least. Like,
okay.
I don't remember...
But isn't this the same guy who gets, like, the posh remake in, like, the fourth movie with, like, the suits and the slick-back haircut and...
I don't know who that is. Wait, who are you talking about?
Like, there's the other midget teacher, like, except they give him, like, a really slick
right.
back hair and, like, a suit.
Yeah,
like
they
goes from,
change him!
Like, he goes from, like, robes to Armani.
He won the Wizarding Lottery! He gave himself a makeover! Yeah, like he loses his white hair. Maybe he learned to charm. Maybe he's charmed himself to be a completely different person.
Maybe.
She's like, I'll do it then. Wingardium Leviosa. And look at his face. He's like, I hate that girl.
Yeah. He said, where does she float it off to?
There he goes! Yeah. So, again, this is a big change. Everyone noticed this, I think, Professor Flitwick. Because I don't think he's in the other movies. He's like, ooh. Oh. Poor Seamus. Keeps blowing himself up.
Poor Seamus.
It's not Seamus, it's Seamus.
It's spelled Seamus.
It's Seamus.
And Hermione-on.
Hermione-on.
Hermione.
What is it? What
Hermione.
Is, who does Victor say? It's Hermione-ninny. Hermione-ninny. Or something like that.
I think she heard you.
Around with his face all messed up.
I don't get
it.
No one tried to apologize to her. She just barrels through them. And they're
yeah,
like, oh, well, there she goes. Oh, well, so what did you guys do for
oh,
lunch
please.
Today?
Like, as an 11-year-old boy, you were very profound and
she's
caring.
She's very sensitive, though.
Oh, like, she's 11. She's like, a girl.
And she, like, cries in the bathroom for, like, 7 hours. Like, they're
no,
all eating, and they went
just,
to the rest of their classes.
No,
because
they were on their way to dinner right then. They were on their way. Even though it was late evening. The
like, it's daylight, and now it's
setting.
Night.
No, well,
she's
they're
been
inside.
Crying the whole time.
And seriously, like, what kind of mood does it give the students to have, like,
lightning.
Thunder and lightning during your dinner?
But then they can come in and say, troll in the...
He doesn't actually have a lot of lines either. Like, this is his... And, like, Dumbledore stands up.
But this is where all the teachers should have been suspicious, because then he's supposed to be, like, the troll expert in the book, and he runs in all scared of the troll.
I guess. I don't know.
Because, like, it says in the book, like, his thing to guarding the stone was a troll, and,
yeah.
like, he's a big troll expert.
Yeah,
and
that's right. I've forgotten that.
And he's running away from the troll, and he's scared of it. Like, that should
You're
have been a big
right.
clue to everyone that something was wrong with him.
Yeah, there's something wrong with him. And I think Dumbledore was really stupid to hire him. Like, what is with Dumbledore's choices here? He's supposed to be brilliant. Like,
he's supposed to be brilliant, but he makes a lot of stupid decisions.
Alan Rickman, to me, in the first Harry Potter movie, he looks more like Snape does, my Snape that I've envisioned in the book, than he does in 2 through 4. Like, I don't know if it's that he puts on some weight, or if he, like, they didn't put as much makeup on him that made him look more old. I don't know, but I really thought him in this movie portrays Snape a lot better than the Snape that's in the next three movies that are out, in the fifth one.
Yeah, see, I don't understand. Like, no one's ever explained to me why Dumbledore trusts Snape. It's like, oh, he was a Death Eater, he killed people, let's let him teach students. No, that's fine. That sounds like a perfectly good idea.
All we know is that he was a spy. I don't know why Dumbledore decided that a teaching position was best for him. I mean, he's supposed to be, he's like a genius. He's a genius person, and obviously if he can do it, theory is he should be able to teach it, but I don't know what Dumbledore is thinking with him. Look at that! Did you see that special effect? It was like, not very good. Hermione, move! She's like, I'm under a toilet! Where am I supposed to go? And they just start throwing. This is so brave. My boys are so brave here. Pea brain!
Except they're the ones who locked him in there with her in the book, aren't they?
No.
And didn't they lock him in the girls' bathroom and then they figured out that she was in there?
I don't think they know. I don't know. I need to go back and read the first one. It's been so long.
She's like, do something.
I mean, that's very fearless that he, like, hangs on and...
Not Harry.
CGI, not Harry.
So not Harry.
Oh, that leg must have hit his brain.
What I don't get is, these kids, like, know zero magic at this point. Like, yeah, they've been being taught for, like, 2 weeks, and somehow they beat a troll.
Well, I mean, they knew that one spell that Ron uses, even though he can't think of anything to use. Swish and flick.
Yeah, even when he's saving her butt, she's still being an annoying brat.
That's not true.
Remember, Ron, you're saving me. Swish and flick.
I remember not having a clue what bogeys were. Like, I think even after I saw this and I saw him go, ugh, troll bogeys. And I was like, does that mean snot? Like,
it
I didn't know.
Booger.
I know. I didn't know it, though, when I read the books. I was like, what is bogey? You know, because they're supposed to, I mean, they made the Sorcerer's Stone so that American kids would be more interested. And, like, they've changed certain words, like, you know, like, tease the Mickey out. You know, we don't know what that means here.
Say what now?
They say that in the fourth movie. And I think it's in the book somewhere where, you know, they're going to tease the Mickey out of her. And, that just means tease her a lot. Yeah, but they won't change bogey to booger, you know.
Do they have to refilm every scene they said Philosopher's Stone in?
I think
so.
I think they did. Yeah, I think so.
That would be...
Yeah, I know. And we may not have gotten the best acting. I don't know.
It's my fault. I was in here crying. Like, why didn't she just tell the truth?
That wasn't obvious. They'd look at each other.
See, I don't see why she felt the need to lie here. She could have just told the truth. I was in the bathroom, doing my business. In came a troll. They tried to save me.
Yeah.
And then that, I mean, why does she feel the need to lie? Like, why would that have gotten them in trouble?
I don't know. He covered it up. Don't look at my leg.
That's not suspicious
Squinty
at all.
Squinty eyes!
I'm so not suspicious or evil. I must go kill Dumbledore now. Yeah.
And for you, gentlemen.
I'm Mera.
I love them. They're the cutest boys ever. I want two sons that are named Harry and Ron, and a daughter named Hermione. For sheer dumb luck. Love that one.
Didn't they come out ahead like 5 points and all of that?
Yeah, I think. No, 5 to each of 5 away. Yeah, so 5. They get 5. And he, like, stares at the thing. What I don't understand is no one's there. No one's looking at him. So why is he still... What is that?
Toast.
Is that toast? It's like liver or something. What is he eating there?
Good luck today, Potter. You're playing Slytherin and I cheat.
I love that he willingly goes and talks to him. And then he stares at everybody very suspiciously. And he has a limp. He's limping. That explains the blood. Squinty eyes.
Blood? Yeah, you know, blood. Stuff that goes inside of your body. Oh, wait, no.
She's like, I'm really going to concentrate on what he's saying here.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why it's limping. Her mouth is humongous. At least, I think her face grows into her mouth. So it's not quite so big.
I just think she stops opening it so much.
She's very loud now.
But you think they would point it out to her, like, in her first couple of takes. Like, Emma, your mouth is huge.
Okay, I have to say
you got,
something.
You've got, like, the whole Julia Roberts thing going on. Okay, what I don't get is, how come none of them know what this is until he unwraps it?
What is it?
What is it? I have no idea. I've never seen anything shaped like this.
What's up in it?
It couldn't possibly be a broom.
It's so funny. What I was going to say a while ago, though, I think it's so strange that these 11-year-olds are, like, talking so adult-like. I think when I was 11, I was still playing with Barbies. And I definitely wasn't having theoretical conversations.
All of these are broomsticks. Like, how do you make one broomstick faster than another broomstick?
Okay, you know what? I always wondered who sent him the broomstick.
McGonagall.
Obviously, I just now have realized that because she's petting Hedwig and looking at him. Why? I mean, hello, favoritism yet again. Why would she buy Harry a broomstick? Why not?
Well, because if, you know, he's going to kill Voldemort, he might as well at least get a broomstick out of it.
I know. Ugh, it just makes me feel strange. I love this. I don't really remember. I got knocked out halfway through it. 2 minutes into it. Uh-oh, look at his face.
Maybe you can say something a little nicer to him.
I know. I love Quidditch. I really do, and I'm really sad that it hasn't been in the movies. And my favorite Quidditch scene in the whole world, like my whole, I think book 5 covers my favorite Quidditch games, and like, they're not touching it. They're not doing it.
Well, because Quidditch games really aren't that important to the plot.
No, but they're like the one thing that Harry has that he's really good at, and that it gives him confidence, and that he enjoys. Like, if I had people killing me all the time, I would really want to, you know.
But think about it. I mean, they're really expensive to shoot, I'm sure. But they cost a lot to film a bunch of people flying around on brooms. And they don't advance the plot at all. So why bother filming them?
I don't know.
Plus, I mean, you got to trim the movie down for time somewhere, and these are the easiest things to get rid of. It's easier to go, hey, we did really good in that game yesterday. Yeah, we did, as opposed to filming it.
Are there seats on the brooms?
No.
Like, I know that I don't know if in this one, maybe, but they have, like, I know they've got, like, the foot pedal things that keeps them. But, you know, that would start to really
rub
on your crotch, and it hurts a lot.
Like, these people would rack themselves constantly.
Yeah, you would think that they would put at least a seat, like a bicycle seat or something on them.
Yeah, they have special wizard cups.
Maybe so. I don't know, but I feel for some of these characters that look at
Especially since, hooch. Like, then the book said some of these games last for, like, 3 months at a time.
Yeah, I think they can last
like that
for
happens
really
like
long
that, how do you go to classes and stuff and still graduate on time if you've just been...
Maybe they use time turners
three
back
months
for everybody. I don't know. They time turner back to life. And don't the players, like, use reserve players, though? They're not up there for all that time. Or are they? I don't remember.
So do you have, like, 20 people on your team?
I think Quidditch has done very nicely. Look, I seriously thought that was a girl, but now that I'm looking at him, I think it's a boy. I think he has a mustache.
Girls have mustaches.
I think his name is Lee. Girls don't have mustaches.
So was that Dumbledore's date up there? Does Dumbledore have
dates? No, I don't think so.
Or is he,
he has a brother. We meet him in book 5.
Hmm.
I don't know. This is such a violent game. You know, I never really thought about it, but it really is violent. Look at his teeth. He's like, sorry.
I'm a Slytherin, so I'm the bad guy. Yeah.
I remember liking Quidditch and liking Gryffindor versus Slytherin because it looks like Christmas up there.
See, why can't they do
Christmas,
like,
colors?
Gryffindor versus Hufflepuff? And then we can see some major ownage.
Gryffindor versus... What are you talking about, ownage?
Like, they would, like, you know, because it's Hufflepuff. Who cares about Hufflepuff in these books? Gryffindor wins 70,000-0.
Oh.
And they'd be like, oh.
Oh my gosh, he just totally punched that person. Oh, good, he caught it.
Of course.
I love Oliver.
You get to be.
I really love the name Oliver. Maybe we should name our kid Oliver. You have to let me name these Harry Potter.
Grr! That was so mean of you.
And Draco's like, oh.
Oh, dear.
Maybe I shouldn't have bought him that
Prudence.
It's just
a football game.
It's not football, it's Quidditch.
Whatever.
But she... Oh! I thought that hurt.
Instead of doing his job, he's just sitting there making faces.
No, like, well, he's got to find it.
I should be flying around to get this golden thing, but I'm just going to sit back here and watch.
Yeah, well...
Get her!
What I want to know is, I thought they did this to Angelina, and I don't think that's Angelina. I think they get a different Angelina for movie 4 that they ask out. Maybe. I don't remember. I'll have to... Oh, is he doesn't even look like he's moving. He's just
He's just sitting there watching the game like a doof.
Yay! Darn.
And they're like it doesn't matter because all he has to do is catch the snitch thing and, oh, okay, we win.
He's very high, too.
Oh, okay, we win.
Wow, I thought that was a bug for a minute. I was like, ooh. Go get it! Get it, Harry! Oh my gosh, what is going on with this broom?
And not Harry.
And not Harry. Hermione's got those big old binoculars.
Oh, I thought those were just big eyes.
Maybe they're omni.
Like, if you notice, you can see the other guy cursing in the background, too.
No.
Yes, you can. The purple guy?
Oh, yeah. Maybe, yeah, because he's the one that was doing the spell. But we don't know that yet. I would have fallen off that broom. I would have been seasick at that point.
I don't want to play anymore, you guys.
Oh, he fell off. It did a flip. And Hagrid's like, oh! Was Draco's scarf there black and white just then?
I don't think so.
It looked black and white to me.
I don't know.
Oh, Ron, it reminds me of my mother. I love Ron. Doesn't he just a little bit in this movie remind you of my mother?
Well, I don't get it. She, like, sets the guy's cloak on fire and no one seems to notice her doing it.
Well, she's very small and mousy and mouse-like, so maybe she... I just love that she... But now, you know, this is why I'm so distraught on if he was helping or doing it himself, because now that we know that he's evil, or maybe not, you know, maybe he was spelling it. I don't know. Just take the cloak off. He's like, crap. Look at his hair!
That was my favorite cloak! It was the black one. I only have 300 of these.
Do you know how hard it would be to swing yourself back up there on that thing? He does it with such ease.
It's because he's a natural.
Okay, I have to say something again. When they showed the Quidditch pitch earlier, when him and Oliver were doing it, there were three of those, like, pole things that had the people in them. And now, look, there's like 25.
Yeah, and they also have like an entire hidden village in an alleyway. Okay, it's magic.
Well, I'm just saying. Was that a Wronski feint? A Wronski feint?
A what?
That's where, you need to read the further book so we can converse on that. I think that's a Quidditch move where you like, good thing he like got it because that would be not worth it.
Oh, well, I don't see how he managed to balance perfectly on that broom.
Look at Professor. Hermione's like, ooh, what on earth?
I know, she has some really big hair.
Well, her hair was supposed to be big and bushy until the Yule Ball, and then it's for the first time it's supposed to be completely different. She's wearing those, like, big old goggles. No one else is wearing goggles.
That's to hide her weird cat eyes.
He's so little. They are. They're black and gray. I guess silver. Maybe. Black and silver? Oh.
Oh, we won! Aw, man.
Nova's watching, too. I have a little chihuahua, and she's sitting here in my lap. We put our red healer in the bedroom so that they wouldn't fight while we made the commentary.
Look, I'm holding it, guys! Look at me!
Yay!
Can I sleep in the cupboard?
This is his first big moment! Look! Oh, he's so cute, and the colors are so bright there. And then look, this green right here, this grass is not nearly as green or pretty. I think they need to do color editing.
They did. See, now it's greener.
Ugh. They're so bright. Ron is like neon. His hair just makes him appear neon. I bought him off an Irishman. Should not have told you that. That's top secret, that is. Even though you're a first year.
Even though, you know, okay, that's the other thing. These kids are like, what, 5th grade, 6th grade equivalent?
No, they're, I guess so, 6th grade. Grade
somewhere
six,
in there.
I don't know. Not definitely in American years.
Well, I'm just saying, like, they'd be somewhere like middle school years, right? Really early
middle
11? School.
Let's see. I had a 5th, I had a 4th, gosh, what grade was he in? I think I have a 5th grader now who's 11. So 5th or 6th grade, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So anyways, these 5th or 6th graders somehow managed to walk their way through all these impressive teachers' traps and secret everythings and get to the stone. And, like, they figure all the stuff in these puzzles out that these great minds have done to protect the stone. And they're 6th graders.
Yeah, I know.
It's like, we've really gotten out of our way to protect this, and these little kids got here. Hmm.
Oh, sigh. Oh, it's snowing. It's suddenly winter. Did we see Hedwig?
Not yet.
Look what he's wearing. Okay, for someone who loves animals as much as he does.
He wears a lot of fur.
Look at how many animals he killed to make that jacket. Okay. And that he's bringing Christmas tree in. Where is that Christmas tree specifically? I want to know.
Right there.
There, I guess. And there's Flitwick that we never see again. And Wizarding Chest, I thought, was fabulously done.
So what do they do with the broken pieces? Do they put them back together magically?
Yeah, or? They probably just reassemble off the board. I really want tables like that. I want a room that like this in my own home. I thought wizard. This is exactly how I imagined Wizarding Chest.
Lady's got a lot of bags.
Queen to E5. Cool. That's totally barbaric.
Wow.
I just love how relaxed Ronald is. Like, the actor is, Rupert, is such a relaxed Ron. I love it. Like, he's so comfortable. Like, even through these first ones, I thought that Ron really out-acted both Harry and Hermione in this movie. Like, he seemed so natural in the part. You know, he has the best, I think we've had a bad influence on her. He has the best lines. He delivers them the best. Even, you know, and I hate it because in the next few movies, he spends it going, woo, like whimpering, like a little scaredy cat. Like, I like this movie because at least he appears to have, you know, witty humor and, well, this scene just makes me want to cry because it's so sweet.
Not a bad
sweet.
Sweater.
I know, I would wear it. I would wear it with an R on it, even though my name is Jennifer. I love that Ron's mom, like, just adopts Harry here and gets him a Christmas. And
I don't like his, like, the movies never explain how Harry gets this cloak. Like, it just shows up.
Dumbledore had it. No, it does just explain it.
Not in the
James
movies
Potter
or anything.
Oh, yeah, I guess not in the movies.
Like, the movies, he just has his cloak from someone. It's like, oh, this belonged to your dad.
Yeah, he's, well, Dumbledore sent it to him because, for some reason that we don't know yet, James Potter gave it to, Dumbledore. And I think they did an interview, and I think that these movies are going to go, well, crap, we never actually
addressed that.
And I think it's going to be a huge part why James Potter gave Dumbledore this cloak. Look how pretty it is, though.
Like, how does that suddenly turn invisible, though?
I would wear it outside because it's so pretty. I don't know. It's not a how. It's magic, honey. My body's gone.
The other thing is
look how much better an actor he is.
Why did Dumbledore give it to him now?
Because maybe, you know, I wouldn't want to give something extremely rare and expensive to an 8-year-old.
I wouldn't either, but he does.
No, he's 11 now. He's
but
old
still,
enough.
Like, he's still not old enough to have something that makes him completely invisible.
Well, yeah, but okay, you think, how many things does he have of James's Potter's? He has nothing from his parents.
Well, he still doesn't know it's from his parents.
But he finds out. I think when does he find out? I don't remember. I'll have to reread again.
He's just like, Dumbledore's like, he's a first-year student. I better give him something that allows him to access anything or go anywhere he wants to.
I think the point was, like, Dumbledore doesn't know what's going on around the castle.
I don't know.
He knows where everybody is.
He doesn't seem to remember that Snape is a Death Eater.
That is where it gets very tricky. And that's where I cannot wait to find out what's going on.
Again, like, Harry can't get, like, a flashlight or something a little bit better than...
It's the wizarding world. They don't have electricity or batteries.
Can he use his wand to walk around like he does in the next movie?
Yeah, I know. That's a good point. Maybe he doesn't know that kind of magic yet. He learns it. That book
freaked me out. And who would make a book like that?
When I saw that, I jumped about 40 feet out of my chair.
How are you supposed to read that book and learn anything if it's screaming at you the whole time?
I don't know. I think you can have spells to calm it down or something. Like the monster book. If you rubbed its spine, it calmed down. Like, I'm sure there's ways to read those books that he just can't notice it yet.
Who's that? Like, why do they always say show yourself? Like, does that ever work on anyone? Show yourself. Oh, okay, here I am. Yeah, you got me.
I think it must just work on the red-shirted people at Star Trek.
It works on Hagrid. Who's there? Oh, I'm over here. I should not have told you that.
Should not have told... Yeah, Hagrid would not be the best hide-and-seek person. See, and another reason why I think that that Filch here is the one that gets... I think he's the one that gains magic in the seventh book. Because he's so involved in this movie and in the books. And, like, you know, he doesn't have magic. Mrs. Norris.
Does he not have magic?
I don't think he's magical. He just is a squib, I think.
He's a squib?
Yes. He has magical parents, but he was born pretty much muggle.
Those are very derogatory terms.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not. They're just like saying white people, black people. It's just, you say it. It's not derogatory, you know. If I say, James, you're a white person, it's not derogatory towards you. It's just a fact. They're muggle and magical.
Yeah.
How is it derogatory? It's not like there's...
I prefer non-magical British citizen.
Whatever. I don't think so.
I found this. It has the initials Harry Potter in it.
Look at Alan Rickman. He's like squinting like, what? I'm going to go find Ron! He like really gets on the ball with finding those students.
Where are they running to? Like,
he's going to go look in the dormitories.
So shouldn't Harry get back to his dorm? Because like how many
students... That's what he's doing. But
no, he goes to the mirror and sits there for like hours.
Oh, well.
Like you'd think they'd have figured out that it was Harry that was gone. I mean...
By that point,
like, how many students are honestly sleeping over at Hogwarts during the holidays? It's like him and Ron. So they'd be like, there's a, you know, broken lamp. There's only two students here.
Is this still during the holidays?
Yeah. Like, everyone else is gone.
I thought this was during the school year again.
No, like, everyone's gone except him and Ron. They're like, who could it be?
I don't know. Maybe he just rushed to go make sure it wasn't one of the Slytherins. Yeah, that's it. He just went back to the Slytherin common room and...
Is everyone here? Yes! Okay!
I love this. Isn't that beautiful?
Ube.
Yeah.
We
didn't take Latin. Is that the mirror? That's the mirror. This is so sad. Oh, and I just want to point out that I can play this song that's playing right now, that's going to play, on the piano. And I play it very nicely. I'll have to do a musical... We'll have to do a musical for him, and it'll be show off your musical abilities.
They have different people playing Lily and James Potter in every movie that you see.
Yes, and you know what? To this day, I still hate every single James Potter that they've cast. Like, Lily, I think that's great. But James, okay, he was supposed to be 21 years old when he died. Seriously, how old does this guy look?
He's only supposed to be 21?
He's like 48. He is old.
Harry was like 2 years old when they were 21?
Well, they got married right out... Well, I mean, they were in war. It was kind of those... They got married as soon as they graduated, and then Harry came, like, a year later, and then they died. So... But look how old he looks! And, like, Harry is supposed to be this exact replica of James.
I'm but 14.
You know? And he doesn't look any... And especially the James Potter that is in the fourth movie.
Yeah,
during
he
the
looks
prior,
old.
Bald and like, I'm like, what on earth? That can't be James Potter. You would at least think that they would have some you know.
Something.
What's the word?
Continuity.
Continuity.
Yeah. Well, he got bald in Voldemort's wand. He was there for quite a while.
Yeah, evidently they age when they die. I don't know. Maybe that's something, but to me, it was not good.
How can you not be looking into a mirror properly?
I don't know. I'm head boy. I'm Percy. And it happens. Does he? No, he becomes a prefect so far.
He does?
Yeah, him and Hermione become prefects.
So what does Harry become?
And he becomes... Oh, crap, I can't remember if it's real or not. I think he becomes the Quidditch captain, too. How can it? Both my parents are dead.
Oh. Well, maybe they come back to life, Harry.
I love that he just sits here, because I don't think, up to this point, he has no pictures. This is the first time that he's ever seen his parents.
Then how does he know it's his parents? Like, how does he know it's not just two random weird people standing in a mirror and staring back at him?
I'm sure he sees... the resemblance. I'm sure that maybe something about that mirror just lets you know what you don't know. You just know it.
Or maybe he just sees some bald guy in glasses with a woman. He doesn't know.
Oh, yes, he does. He knows.
See,
and this is...
you found a mirror,
no,
Harry.
Don't make fun of this Dumbledore. This Dumbledore is such a lovely Dumbledore. Like, this scene is exactly how I imagined it in the book. Now, if we had Michael Gambon as Dumbledore here...
Harry, you found the mirror!
It would have been, like, yanking Harry out by his ear and pushing him against the wall and kicking him and karate chopping him with his head. I mean, I told you to stay out! Get out!
He's a very violent Dumbledore.
He's a very violent Dumbledore. And, like, he won't read the books, so evidently he thinks that Dumbledore is this violent, violent, hippie-ish old man. When, to me, Richard Harris is, like, wise and gentle and, you know, kind of quirky. Dumbledore is the perfect Dumbledore.
Then why do you keep it in a school?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, I don't get it. Like,
is this in Dumbledore's possession? What is the point?
It's like
I'm going to ask that in the forum tomorrow.
This is a school. But this mirror is known to draw people go mad.
What is the point of this mirror? It does not do to dwell on dreams.
It's like we have this other room.
That is so profound right there. I will have to say that. It is no good to dwell on dreams. You know, you need to live in the now.
Here it is.
It's
Hedwig, bringer of seasons.
I love this scene. I love that he's out there with this owl. Though... I think what confuses me so much about the owlry in the future movies is, like, because you never see it in 1 and 2. You never see the owlry.
Fly, mighty Hedwig.
I know. Go back to Narnia. Never mind.
Bring us the spring.
It's so pretty.
I mean, like, it was kind of cool in the first movie.
Yeah.
But then they started using it, like, every movie.
And now it's summer.
And now there's no stands around the Quidditch hoops.
Okay, where is the Whomping Willow? I think it should have been over there.
You're on the wrong side.
No, I don't
castle.
Think so. Maybe so. I can't believe I was so stupid. Look, that's her bedtime light reading.
Yeah, well, she is a clinical overachiever.
Yeah. What? Honestly, don't you two read? It's probably one of my favorite scenes. I love it. That produces the elixir of life.
So what now?
It means you'll never die. I know what it means. He's so defensive. And Harry's like, shh, with his finger. Such good acting. Good job.
Let her keep talking. She's a know-it-all.
Wow, man, he's old.
Fluffy's guarding Flamel? What? Huh?
I love that they just keep looking back. Like, who are we looking at? Where is my mark?
Again, it's like...
Run around in the dark! Okay, this is Hagrid's hut number one. It changes.
Well, maybe he likes to move.
No.
wish to be rude, but I'm in no state to entertain today.
I've got a dragon. Should not have told you that.
We don't let the Sorcerer's Stone! It's not the Sorcerer's Stone, it's the Philosopher's Stone. Get it right. I love that they're all sitting in these humongous chairs. I love Hagrid's hut. What is he wearing?
An apron.
He looks like he's doing blacksmith stuff, making swords and stuff.
Well, he has got a dragon, right? He got a dragon.
Oh, that dog is so precious. I shouldn't have told you that.
Should not have told you that. See, you just have to play music and he calms down. Again, I thought that was a bowling ball the first time I saw it.
I did too. Well, it doesn't look very much like an egg. It's a very cool egg, though. I want the egg now. I'm going to have to go buy the egg.
Aw. I know what that is.
It's an egg. But how did you get one? When has Ron seen a dragon egg?
Well, like, his brother works with the dragon.
Yeah, but like Molly Weasley, you know, mother hen of the world, is going to let him go off this little younger than 11-year-old.
Like, I
don't
read
think
books.
So. I don't think so.
Ron can read
that is
books
such
too.
A cool little thing, though. This is very Jurassic Park to me. I love it.
So is this the dragon that he has to fight in the next, like the last
yes.
movie?
Yes, in the fourth movie. Yes,
this
it is.
Dragon right here?
It's Norbert, yeah.
He fights Norbert?
I think. I don't know. Probably not. Maybe not.
Like, that would have been a nice little touch if they'd brought Norbert
That's
back.
A Norwegian Ridgeback. I think they... I want to say they did, but then again... I could be talking about fan fiction, so it's so hard to be me.
And why does Hagrid call himself a mummy?
Because Hagrid is sweet and loves all animals, and I love Hagrid.
That right
he
there
burns
should
his chin!
That right there should tell you that you shouldn't keep this creature. And this is so much different from the book, too, because, like, Ron gets bitten by the dragon and everything
mm-hmm.
when they're trying to
mm-hmm.
carry it to the roof or something.
So proud of you, honey.
See, I read that book,
I'm
didn't I?
I'm so
yeah.
proud of you. Caw-caw! Caw-caw!
Honey, owls don't do that.
Sorry. Look at her little bed clothes. I love her hat.
Yeah.
And then him. I mean, and I love Draco's turtlenecks. They give him such an air of class. I love little boys in turtlenecks. I think it's the cutest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Like, how much, you must like earn points like crazy around here. So it's like, 300 points to Gryffindor.
Slytherin.
For each of you.
For each of you.
600 billion points to Harry for being Harry, and then 20 points taken away from Slytherin because Ron failed his midterm. I don't even know how that makes sense, but that's how it is.
Oh, I just love Draco. He's so cute in this movie. So cute. I think that's the same castle they used in Camelot.
And here's another thing. It's like, don't go into the forest. You will die. Okay, now that you're in detention, you're going to go into the forest and die.
I know.
It's like, can't I just write this same sentence like 500 times? I will not be out of bed after hours and then turn that in or something?
But no.
But no, instead they have to go into the death forest to find the creature that's killing unicorns and possibly die themselves. That's a fitting punishment.
Yeah, again, I want to give Dumbledore a clap for allowing, you know, the savior of the wizarding world to yet again...
Almost die.
Be murdered.
It's like,
Like, what is he doing? Where are you, Dumbledore? What the heck are you doing?
Where do they get these punishments? It's like, you know, I hate to think that they did something seriously bad. Harry, you cheated on your test, so... We're gonna lock you in a dungeon with a dragon with no wand for 3 hours. Okay.
Let's see if you,
If you live, then you get to stay in the school.
The forest. I thought that was a joke. We can't go in there. Students are allowed. And there are well, you know, werewolves. Look at him. He's like, there's werewolves? That's real? You can be sure of that. Filch is... ugh. Ugh. I would never want detention with Filch. He freaks me out.
But instead, they're going with Hagrid. Like, Hagrid gets a crossbow, and these students get a lamp.
No, one of them. I think only one of them's carrying a lamp.
I'm just saying, Hagrid has weaponry.
Hagrid is holding the lamp, too. So they're in the dark behind him. Good thing nothing, like, sneaks up behind him.
I'm just like, you know, fucking...
What is he doing with a crossbow? I don't think I ever actually realized. Like,
shouldn't he have a wand or something?
He is such this, like, klutz of a person. Oh, he sets it down. And he puts his hand in the silvery in blood stuff that I would not put my fingers in. Stands up.
So if it's a crime to drink it, is it a crime to touch it?
Well, I hope it doesn't get his bloodstream biting. It looks metallic. That's unicorn blood, that is. I found it one... So I would be like trying... If I were Snape, I'd be out there trying to put it in a bottle to use in my potions. Oh, squinty eyes. What's that?
Oh, look. That must be Voldemort.
Yes, brilliant idea to bring these kids out.
So we'll split up. You two kids go over that way, alone and unprotected, and I'm going to take the only weapon we brought and go this way.
And Draco's like, I don't want to go with them. I hate them. And Harry's like, okay, I'll go. He's a bloody coward, just so you know. Great. So now we get the guard dog that is not...
Yeah,
brave.
See, I would have been like, I get the giant spider.
Give me the crossbow, Hagrid. You can take the dumb dog.
Like I said, I mean, who sends two kids off on their own in the evil dark forest? No weapons.
Yeah, what
no
are they
anything.
Doing? Do we know what they're doing yet?
They're trying to find the evil thing killing the unicorn.
Right.
And he sends these two kids off on their own. Like, that's
in the dark.
Brilliant.
Why don't they do detentions during the daytime?
I'm just saying, like, these kids...
At least with sunlight.
Harry could have possibly been murdered here, and then they'd have been all sorts of screwed.
This is a very dark scene. You know? Oh, and I guess they got the lamp, so that means that Hagrid and Hermione are around, going around in the dark. And Ron. Yeah, and why doesn't Harry get to go at least with the teacher?
Yeah.
You know, whose brilliant idea... You know, if I were these wizards, I would do everything in my power... To make sure that kid doesn't die.
Okay, so, like, how does Voldemort have a body here, then end up attached to that guy's, you know, the back of his head a little bit later?
I don't know. I would like to also point out here that I didn't think that I've ever put together that Draco saw Voldemort before he returned here. Draco saw him drink that dragon's blood, ran away, totally freaked out, ran away, and he's supposed to be his loyal follower. You know, like, and even in the sixth book, Voldemort is that tells Draco that he has to kill Dumbledore. Like, that's why. I don't think I've ever realized that.
Well, you can still be scared of the man.
Yeah, well, he wasn't scared. He was terrified. He ran away.
What's up?
In our first look at the centaur. Like, this is the next D.A.D. I mean, the next... This guy takes Trelawney's job.
This guy?
Yeah. He's the next divination teacher.
I thought they didn't leave the woods.
Well, this one does. This one. Mr. Potter. But I think he's complete CGI here. I don't know if they're going to have an actor do it in the in the next movie.
Hmm. So yeah, so like, how does he like drink the blood of that thing and end up like the little crippled baby thing?
Well, it
four.
Gives you a half-life. Remember they tell you?
Yeah, but he's, like, flying around and floating and stuff here.
Well,
and,
maybe he's half Dementor.
And, like, he was standing up on his legs, so to speak, there, and...
I don't
Then know. He becomes a crippled baby thing.
I think he's still, like, a spirit thingy at the moment. I don't know. It's kind of confusing
That's
for
kind
me.
Of inaccurate.
I don't think it's inaccurate. I think it's just a bit confusing. I am too tired to think on it right now. But I'll think on it in a little bit.
That guy's got a huge head.
Well, he's like half horse. Of course he's got a big head.
Harry, look, are you dead?
Here he comes with his crossbow. Oh, hello there, friends. Which is really weird because in the books the centaurs don't like people.
But Ferenc is like, I will protect you, even though Hagrid should be doing his job. He's like, well, bye!
I mean, Voldemort's like a big ghost thing, so what is a crossbow going to do to him?
I don't know. The whole thing is a little far-fetched, in my opinion.
You know who is out in the forest? Ted Turner.
This fireplace changes. I don't think that this fireplace is this big. It does. That whole wall changes for the next few movies.
Maybe they remodel.
They do remodel. Like this 1,000-year-old castle.
They're wizards. They remodel just, like, it every year. A little wand magic added and ta-da. You have a face and a fire pit. What happened?
Yeah, whatever. His potion's final. He's worried about it. Squinty eyes. My mouth is huge.
As long as Dumbledore's around, you're safe. So Dumbledore left this morning on an urgent errand. Crap.
Aw, they just smiled at each other. Aw. Who's running there in the back? Like, one of the kids is, like, running.
Maybe he's late for an exam.
Guess so. Look at Ron. I just love it. His tie's untied. His shirt's untucked. You know, and Harry's all together, but his tie's crooked and Hermione's perfect. I just love that even their clothes... No, even their clothes show how they are, you know. Hermione's got a book bag, the other two don't. Hermione...
Well, that's because she has a bunch of light
reading. She lost her book bag here, or is she still holding it? I can't remember.
I don't know.
And Harry's robe is constantly falling off his shoulder. Where did her book bag go? She, like, left it on the ground. She had it. Oh, there she's got it again.
But in the wrong hand.
Did you just see? Yeah. Now she's holding the book bag again. What is he doing? Is Hagrid smoking or is he playing on like a whistle thing?
He's playing.
Dude. Remember, like, who was it? Ryan telling us the story about the kid at Interlochen who was like walking around with his recorder and like the only thing he could play on it was the Lord of the Rings theme. Ryan went, he just started singing that song, and I thought it was really funny. Okay, wait, they're running away again.
That's because they're in a hurry. They're like, we figured out the entire plot, so what is the ghost doing homework?
Oh, look at him run down there. What?
There was a ghost doing homework back there.
There was? I missed that. I'll have to rewind it and watch that. If there's a ghost doing homework from Professor McGonagall, she will give even the afterlife detention.
I don't get it. It's like, they obviously know everything that's going on, and yet she's still like, you're stupid kids, walk away.
I will say, this is the first time that Harry's actually just had a conversation. This is more the first time in the movie that we've heard more than one or two words from Harry. Most of the time, he just gives really good facial expressions.
I don't get, like, I mean, these kids have obviously figured out their big, super secret.
Uh-huh.
And she's just like, go back to your dorm. No, nothing big is going on here.
Look how little they are.
It's up to you three kids to save the day.
Well, they are the heroes of the story, you know. And then there's Professor Snape, Alan Rickman.
And then he's like, shouldn't you guys be outside? But aren't they kind of outside? Like, it's a big open corridor. Now, what are you doing inside? We're outside.
Look, she's like, well. And he raises his eyebrow like, let's hear it then.
But can't they just be going to class or something without him giving them stuff?
Look at that look he gives them. Up to something. I think he's almost humorous. I think he... And I know that he's evil, but Alan Rickman almost plays it like it's a big joke. And I love how his coat is so flowy behind him.
Flowy?
Flowy. It's a word. I like this shot, too, of the castle. These computer shots of the castle are beautiful. And Hermione had time late at night to put on her little stockings. Her little white tight stockings. I think that's so cute. Trevor, go! And he's waiting there in his PJs. What's on his PJs? Can you tell?
Blue's Clues.
No, it's not Blue's Clues.
It's very blue. Like, what's giving off the blue light? Is this the moon?
The moon.
Oh, Neville. You were doing such a good job.
And then Neville gets a concussion and dies.
You're a little scary sometimes. You know that, even though I have a crush on you and I love you. Brilliant, but scary. And Harry's just like, let's go.
Yeah, whatever.
They're talking about her.
And then they just step on Neville and walk over
He's
him.
Like, it's not for your own good, you know. Yeah, you really don't want to get eaten by this dog we're about to see. Three-headed dog.
Well, good luck dying and all, Neville.
Oh my gosh, okay. Hermione mentions Ron stepping on her foot, I think, in every single book and movie. Every single one. I'm going to test this theory.
And yet again, all they do is put a very simple lock on the door to keep people out.
Well, yeah, you're right. You'd think they'd put up a little bit...
The greatest treasure in the world! And it's unlocked with a simple spell from Chapter 7 of the basic book.
I bet it would stink of dog in there. It would really smell. And somebody's already charmed a harp to play. Like, they had the time to roll in a harp.
Harp and then charm it. Like, wait, don't eat me! Don't eat me! Hold on! Time out!
Time out! Just hang on, I'm gonna bring the harp in. And then they're like, let's move its paw off this little trap door. I wonder if that was really heavy, what they're actually moving.
Probably not.
I love that Hermione is in these little skirts and stockings. I think it's so cute. So girlish. And these two boys, the bravest boys in Gryffindor, are like hanging out with this girly girl. But I guess she's brave too.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Jump in the hole! He's waking up!
Harry Potter, junior detective. Like, is this really necessary?
Ew.
And then you notice, like, the slime stain is gone as soon as he jumps down.
Okay, that shirt would be coming off immediately. Look, he just, like, looks up. And Hermione's so cute. Jump in!
I love how Harry doesn't wait for her to get down either.
Yeah, he doesn't care.
He's just like, you're on your own.
I'm getting the heck out of here. And this, what is this called?
You're Miss Know-It-All.
I know. I've just forgotten. Something. Devil's Snare. The Devil's Snare is coming around. And I think when I read this too, this was something else that I read that I didn't quite understand. I knew it was vines and that it had a life of its own, but I don't think I actually imagined it like this.
And here's what I don't get. Again, it's a big super secret death trap. Unless you stay perfectly still, and then it won't kill you.
I love that Hermione's so smart, she knows what it is. She doesn't have to be told. And Ron's struggling, he's so scared.
That's like the easiest thing in the world to get past, it's just like...
Why doesn't she say, it really works, I'm down here, I'm okay? Like, she never says that. If she said that, Ron would probably relax. But she's just like, you have to relax, but... Apparently not.
Like, why does she just, like, petrify him so he can just fall
because
down?
Because I don't think she can actually see him. She can just see the little vines. He's screaming, help, help. They've got him sending fast. He's going to, strangle to death. I love her little cheeks. I think she's so cute when she was 11.
Except now she's not going to do them anymore. Didn't she say she's not going to do any more movies?
Oh, yeah. I don't know, I hope she decides to do them, because another Hermione just, I can't even think of it. It breaks my heart that she can't appreciate what it is enough to want to do all of, like Harry and Ron do, Dan and Rupert.
Oh, they just want the paycheck.
Dude, if I was making a couple $1 million a movie, I would want the paycheck too. It would be totally worth it for me, even if I didn't like Harry Potter. But since I do, I would be more like Luna. The keys, you know, from that point of view, to me, they don't look like keys. I would have been like, what is that? Still don't know. And Harry's like, oh, it looks too easy. This is too easy.
I don't know, it's like...
These are the smartest 11-year-olds I've ever met.
Is Professor Stuttering Purple Hat, like, is he supposed to be a really good flyer?
Quirrell Is he supposed to what?
Be a really awesome flyer, because evidently he makes it through this challenge.
I suppose so. Well, it's nice to know that the game resets after you get through. This resets, the game resets, because obviously he did get through it. And I love that he knows, out of all those keys, which one it is, too.
Well,
it
had the broken wing.
Well, yeah, but so...
Like, how do you know that that's
the one?
Maybe
it just ran into the wall. You're the youngest he can sit through.
Which obviously means you're really good.
Touch it, and everything's gonna be crazy! Oh no! That sounded like Gumby, but...
Yeah, shouldn't those things be hurting him?
Yeah. All those keys, like, you'd think he'd get a couple of cuts from it.
Don't they have, like, the magical equivalent of Rage that you just spray on
Rage.
Those things?
It's key, it's not a bug.
Well, they got wings.
And that one with the broken wing is really going fast.
Yeah, it's really gimpy. It shouldn't be that hard to catch. And yet he's just kind of like, la la la, flying
la,
along.
La la la,
not hairy. Not hairy. Fake hairy.
Uh-oh. Hurry up! Hurry up! Not hairy, it's CGI. It's CGI. Shut the door! Shut the door! Shut the door! Quick!
So does that mean there's no longer a broom in there?
What I want to know is how did Coral get the key? And how did, you know, there was no keys in the door.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense. But that's okay, because it's a movie.
Well, it's just like they left out a bunch of the other little challenges, too.
Yeah, like what?
Like the whole, snake potion thing that they had to try and think
right.
Then there was, like,
I liked that one because it really showed how witty and smart Hermione actually was.
And then there was the whole, dead troll thing that they had to get through.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's a bunch of other stuff in there that they didn't do. Mm, yeah.
Well, I mean, look at the maze scene in movie 4. It was like, oh, we'll just leave out these.
Yeah, that maze was pretty stupid.
Three chapters. It was not stupid. It was actually very cool. It was my favorite part in the book.
It's just like, I mean... Oh.
But, uh-oh, Brooke is crying. It's okay, baby! Oh, goodness!
No, come on.
Yeah. For those of you who don't know, that's my dogs coming in and trying to kill each other. Chihuahua versus Red Heeler. It's very easy to tell which one usually wins. But, Nova, the Chihuahua, is usually the loudest. I love this. I love this. Ron is so great here. And Hermione, she looks so scared and yet brave. I wonder how much of Deathly Hallows this scene is going to show itself again. Is Ron going to be, you know, there's got to be a reason they've made Ron such a great chess player. There's got to be a reason that he's so good in the leadership role, you know, even though he's a follower of Harry all the time. He's such a good... I think it would be really hard to see the chessboard from their point of view here, too, which makes it even more awesome. Uh-oh. I think it's impossible to meet any chess pieces on the first two moves, isn't it? I'll have to relook at that, but I'm not sure that's even possible. I love this line. Yes, Hermione. I think it's going to be exactly like Wizard Chess. And she looks at him and Ron. Harry looks at him. Everybody looks at him. What? Castle to E5. E4, I mean. I love it. Some good blow-up scenes. It's like a blow-up montage. Show us the danger. Show us the horse getting blown up. We're really going to get worried. We're really starting to get worried about the main characters here. Oh. All the dust everywhere. I would not want to be the wizard to clean that up afterwards. What a mess. And what a pain. Like, who actually sat down there and blew up the chessboard there to play, you know? And I'm sure it was easy. I'm sure it was just like an engorgio spell or enlargement spell or... But at the same time, it seems kind of... I guess if they can make things small, though, to fit in their pockets, they can make things big pretty easily.
I think it is like Ron sacrifices himself, but he doesn't die.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't even seem
well,
like
we can't have
much.
Him die. Like, maybe, though, that'll be in some, again, in Deathly Hallows, where he will sacrifice himself, but he won't die. I hope neither of them dies. I hope not any of them dies. Not none of the trio. I don't want Harry to die, even though...
Meet Harry Sherlock Holmes Potter.
See, though, it's Sherlock Holmes. He got killed, but... There, I think people knew there were going to be others, didn't they?
No, there were.
That was going to be it, and they killed him.
Yeah, like Arthur Conan Doyle killed him off, and it was until everyone got really mad at him that he suddenly brought
him
back
like, to
life.
Yeah, he was like, "Oh, he came back to life."
It's like, "Oh no, didn't really die."
But he'd already burned his bridges. You know, nobody ever got into Sherlock Holmes again like they had before, and I don't think they'll do that. I can't see J.K. Rowling killing off the hero that we've been rooting for, you know, for years and years.
I can.
I don't think that she would be that evil. I like to think that she's a nice person and doesn't want to cause us all anguish and pain and horror. Oh my gosh, why doesn't he just jump off the horse? Oh, look at him. He's so brave here and so scared. The thing is heartless.
I don't get it. That thing obviously hit the horse.
Look, I love that they show that rock. That was really good, you know, makeup editing. They actually show the rock hitting his cheek and, like, it's clean before it hits him, and then he has a cut. I really like it. Like, I've slow-mo'd it to see his face get cut, and it's really well done.
But
really
notice the queen hits the horse. Like, it doesn't even touch Ron.
Oh, it's dramatic flair. And Harry's like, don't move! I love that Harry knows how to play chess. It's a big old sword. Took a really long time to fall to the ground. It had a Lord of the Rings moment.
Okay, now we
run.
Can run. Oh, well,
he's put
dead.
His arm on him. He's such a good... Oh, look at his hand. He's so cut up. His nose. His shirt has holes in it. I mean, he doesn't own that many clothes anyway. Where did he get that red sweater that fits? Do you know what I mean? Like, why are they not in wizarding?
McGonagall gave it to him.
Why are they not wearing wizard robes? Why are they all in muggle wear? Why does Ron, who is a full-blooded wizard, why does he have so much muggle wear? It bothers me. It really does.
Muggle wear? Is that like Gap?
Like jeans and stuff. Like wizards, it talks about them all wearing like cloaks and what are those things that choir members wear?
Robes.
Yeah, like it doesn't ever talk about the khaki pants or, you know, the sweater vest. It kind of really bothers me.
Well, it's a sweater vest cloak combination.
Yeah.
He got it at Old Republic. Or whatever that story is.
I don't know. I think that's one of my biggest pet peeves. You know, in this movie, I don't think it's quite so noticeable that right now they're not wearing wizard wear. But, like, in the third movie, do they even wear robes in the third movie at all? Like,
yes.
Hermione wears a pink jacket throughout the whole thing. I'm like, what is that? What? Poor, tuttering Professor Quirrell?
Yeah, but he's got this gross thing on the back of his head. Like, if I were him, I'd go to a doctor and get that checked out.
Yeah, he's got Voldemort cancer. It's not a tumor.
It's a tumor. Not a tuna.
No, it's Voldemort. Yeah, I don't understand Voldemort being, like, stuck in his head, and then he flies out of his head, and then Harry touches him, and he turns to dust.
It's because evidently Harry was touched with love. The strongest of all magic.
Don't make fun
of
it. Don't knock it.
Excuses.
Shush. You don't get to talk about things like that. Cause you don't
well, it's
it.
Like...
You haven't read it. You don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I really don't get that. It's like...
Because if you read them, you would know.
Like, super secret, powerful magic. No.
Hush. How come we don't get to see what Quirrell sees? I see what I desire, which is...
the stone.
I want to see him. I wish that we got to see in the mirror there. I really do.
So, like, is this some kind of weird wandless magic right here?
Where are they in the castle? Like, this castle must be huge. Like, they're not in the Chamber of Secrets. Where are they? They're in...
the dungeon.
This... I don't know.
Honestly, how does he make Harry walk down towards him like that without a wand or anything?
Well, I think it's just Harry's natural curiosity. He just wants to know.
No, because he walks down there like he can't help it. Like, he's all stiff and...
Well, maybe. I mean, Voldemort made him, like, kneel and stuff, and...
But he had his wand then.
No, he didn't have his wand when he made him bow, did he? Oh, yes, he did. I guess so. I think this is where Dan's acting starts to come out. You know, he finally is getting it by this point. There's more to it than squinty eyes and blinking a lot.
So how does Voldemort know he's lying?
What?
Well, he said he's lying. How does Voldemort know?
Oh, because he probably just suspects it. I wonder what color this guy's hair is.
That's probably going to be like a large pain to put that thing on every day.
I wonder if he had to shave his hair for this role.
I wonder if he had to graft a huge face on the back of his head for this role.
I wonder if he ever closes his eyes and walks backward because he... It kind of doesn't look very much like Ralph Fiennes here.
Well, he has a nose here.
Yeah, he has a nose. What's with that? He's a mere parasite. Well, his nose is not nearly as big.
But he's still got a nose.
I don't know. He still seems sort of snake-like to me there.
Or is it not until he actually gets a body that he becomes snake-like?
I don't know.
Or was he supposed to be snake-like before?
I don't know.
See, how does this guy control the fire without his wand?
With the snap of his fingers. He's like Mary Poppins.
I don't think Mary Poppins ever did this.
Well, I'm sure she was a witch of some sort, so maybe she went to Hogwarts as a young girl. Look how freaky he looks there. Did they use an actor for that, do you think? Or is that all CGI?
I don't know.
He really looks like he needs Carmex, though. Like, look at his lips. They're all... Ugh, I hate his parents. I hate how they look. I guess the mom could be younger. But, you know, it really bothers me. I don't mean to keep going on this tangent. It really, really bothers me that his parents look old. Because they weren't. They were really young.
It doesn't bother me.
Yeah, well, it does me. Dad is so... Well, I guess he looks younger than I'm giving him credit.
He looks like Harry.
He looks like he's, like, 33 though, or 35. If I had to guess, I would say 33 or 34. Which is still older than 19. Technically, he should still be a kid himself, because 19 to me is still very much a kid. I don't think I grew up until I was 23.
Whoa, he can fly! Okay, so shouldn't his hand be burning off just from touching Harry?
I don't know, but look how, like, tightly, like, he's got his
like
thumb.
Why is it only when Harry's hand touches him? Like, if it was all buried in Harry's skin, shouldn't he have been, like,
yeah,
turning crispy just by touching
this,
his neck?
Like I said, I'll have to reread this because this seems very confusing to me a little bit. I'll have to definitely reread it. He, like, touches his face.
Ah! That would be creepy, right?
Yeah, there. Though, did you notice, like, how tightly Quirrell had his hand on Harry's jugular?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wonder, like, okay, today we're going to strangle you, Dan, and just lay there.
Just think about horses.
Stop! We're not going there. Uh-oh. I guess we're going to have to get a new DADA teacher.
Hmm.
Because that one turned to dust. It would have been cooler if he just had, like, a bucket of water that he splashed and Carl... I'm melting!
That would be the Wizard of Oz.
I know, but... I think I like the melting issue better than the turn to dust. Ashes to ashes.
You can see the little spirit thing moving on there.
Okay,
in the
this
back.
Totally freaks me out. Like, it is pure evil. And then the way he goes through Harry. Oh my gosh. I thought, oh, Harry's been possessed.
See, I just completely didn't understand that at all.
I would like to say that is a very good pratfall of Dan Radcliffe's. I don't think they had a stunt double fall like that. I think he did a very good job.
I didn't understand why he went from being, like, grafted onto the guy having a face to suddenly do, like, this weird little spirit thing. And
I think it's Jell-O.
Like, that doesn't make any sense to me.
What were you saying?
Like, the whole spirit, Voldemort thing. Like, that just doesn't make any sense.
No, I think it does make sense. I just can't remember because I have read, like, this past week, I've been reading fan fictions about Voldemort. And I don't want to say anything because I think I'll probably say something that's fan fiction rather than what actually happened. Okay, one thing I want to point out is that I love how long Dumbledore's hair is. I think this is part of why I hate the new Dumbledore, because they didn't even attempt to make him look like this Dumbledore. They made his hair shorter and gray, like it has a different texture to it. It's so obvious that it's a different Dumbledore. You know, at the very least, I realize we can't have this actor, but at the very least, they should have had an actor who at least looked and acted like this Dumbledore. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if we lose Hermione, we're still going to get a new Hermione.
Yeah, they're going to cast Halle Berry.
No. What?
She did so good in Catwoman.
What does that have to do with Hermione?
Yeah, that's the way they're casting her. They're casting a completely different weird guy for Dumbledore. So they're going to cast, like...
And she'll be Hermione, but she'll be, like, Hermione the slut or something.
Or they'll cast, like, Raven Simone.
How is she laugh? Laugh. No, do it.
No.
Do it.
No.
Do it.
No.
Do it.
Yeah. Something completely opposite, like polar opposite.
They won't have those people.
Or they'll have Daniel Radcliffe put on a wig and play both roles.
Hush. This Dumbledore is just so grandfatherly. I love him. I'm so sad he died. And he's so sweet. And look at Harry, though. Like, this is such a... Harry is such a kid here. He's such a child. And Dumbledore is, you know, so wise and older. And in the later books and movies, they don't have this relationship. And it's sad. I hate seeing it go. Because Harry, after this, just starts to get just a little bit more mature and have just that much more doubt that Dumbledore can't fix it all. Something's not going right. It lives in your very skin.
A parasite.
It's a parasite.
Oh, love.
Look how gentle his eyes there. I don't think Michael Gambon can even...
Yeah, he would have slapped Harry in the face. Slap! Love, Harry. Love.
Yeah, sidekick.
Could have gone all Chuck Norris on him.
Oh gosh, what were we saying the other day? If only Chuck Norris played Harry.
Yeah, he would have sidekicked Voldemort to the face by now.
Oh gosh. We can't even get started on our Chuck Norris jokes, but we had a big laugh for like 3 hours about Chuck Norris. I think I'm going to write a paper. What if Harry Potter were Chuck Norris? Or the other way around. What if Chuck Norris were Harry Potter? What would be different? Okay, was that a statue of a hog?
With a wart, yes.
Was it really? That would have been hysterical. I don't think so, but maybe you're wrong. He is so cute. Look how cute. All right, Hermione? And she's wearing a headband, and she's so girly. And look at his teeth.
She's wearing a muggle headband?
Oh, I hate Slytherin. Even though I love
Slytherin. This is what I don't get. Like, Slytherin totally gets cheated out of this flag.
Yeah, if I were Slytherin, I would have been...
Like, no wonder
I would have had some choice words to say to Dumbledore.
No wonder they all turn evil and, like, become bad wizards.
They keep getting screwed over.
It's like, I won the House Cup, but no! Harry Potter came along. I'm going to burn this place to the ground.
Oh my gosh. Look, and they're wearing the little hats again. What are the hats? Where do the hats go? The hats probably go where the Hogwarts robes go. Quit trying to eat Nova. Stop it.
Yay. We're all, yay, we lost. We lost.
Ghost.
Wait a minute.
He's got a black eye.
We're the heroes. We can't lose.
And then Dumbledore. We love Gryffindor. It's such favoritism.
Yeah.
Hermione's...
Huzzah.
And he's clapping with his hurt hand. It's all wrapped up, but he claps. I love the top of McGonagall's hat. I think it's perfect. Look, they're all excited. Ugh, she's so dejected. That is Snape being happy. And Ron's like, well, look how cool. Your arm is supposed to be hurt, and he's still clapping.
Well done, well done. But I'm still not going to give the count to you.
And I love that Dumbledore's robes are, like, majestic and colorful, and they look like royalty. And then
I just love how he doesn't have a hair tie in his beard.
Give him a ponytail holder. No, like, and then in the next two movies, he wears, like, this potato sack of a robe. This gray, nasty thing that just kind of slinks everywhere. I hate it. Ugh! I want to write a complaint about Michael Gambon's Dumbledore. I hate him. I hate him almost as much as I hate Gwarp. Hate him. Hagrid's giant brother. Gwarp. Did I ever say it?
Yeah, and here's the other thing I don't get.
Surprise!
It's like, they do all this stuff and they get 50 points and 50 points. And Neville, for having the most courage of anyone, half a point.
And look at him! I would be evil, too. I'd been like, you stupid jerks of Gryffindor. And I award Gryffindor House 60 points. Because, Harry Potter, you deserve most. And they're all like, yeah, we had no idea that was coming. That's so awesome.
Yeah, he was so totally
look at her. Win. She's like, yay, Gryffindor. Oh, only she is the one that's smart enough to actually do the math. Let's add these together. What do we have? Oh, I think Minerva's about to start crying there. She's like, oh, Dumbledore, thank you for letting my house win. Look at Fred and George.
They're such a bunch of cheaters.
And Neville's like, I won something?
It's like, you know, like, the rest of Gryffindor probably has to bust their butts to make points because Harry loses
them. Look at his face! He's crying!
Yeah, like, you know, like, Harry, Hermione, and Ron lose them, like, a grand total of 2,000 points a year. Like, each semester is like, yeah, we had to make, you know, an excess of 10 billion points to win this year, because you guys lost so many.
Yeah, and Ravenclaw and Hufflepuff are just, like, sitting there going,
like, we never
you know
win.
What, we never even got a chance.
We never
no one
anything.
Called on us. Maybe there's where all the hats go, right through them. And
so how do they get their hat back?
I don't know. Maybe it's like graduation, you just let it go. That would be me. I would seriously be, look, Lee is a boy. I love the him shaking hands. They're so adult-like at 11.
We're cheaters. Yay. We cheated.
I just love the symbolic glances. I love it. I loved it in Lord of the Rings. I love it in this movie. Let's just stare longingly at these people.
Yeah. That's what those hobbits...
It shows deep, profound thought. I love it. It shows a deep caring and makes me feel tingly inside. And he gives the owl to the stage. It's probably the animal keeper there. That's the trained guy.
Harry treats them like servants.
I love that he waves. Look how tiny. I think this was shot on the first day, and I think that's why Harry looks younger at the end of the year here than he does at the end of the movie. Like, his hair is shorter. And Hagrid's hair, is it just me? But there's no gray in it at all. And in the next movie, he's got, like, gray hair.
Well, he gets older. Like, I want to know, it's like, how does everybody have all this Harry and, like, James and Lily Potter memorabilia?
Well, Hagrid
and, like,
was
Harry
at the house
nothing.
When it got... Maybe Hagrid picked it up when he went to
no,
the
it's
house.
It's like everybody. Like, it's like, you know, it was sold on eBay or something, and everyone in the wizarding community grabbed something of his
parents.
Wizarding
eBay.
They're like, oh, Harry, here's your dad's glasses. I found these on eBay.
I swear, I watched this about a couple months ago, and I watched this scene, and I burst out crying because Harry has no one. He's had this really crappy life. His parents have died. You know, all he has is his friends and Hagrid, who loves him. You know, this is such a beautiful scene. And then he's like, oh yeah, Hagrid, you're not allowed to do magic here. You know that, right? Like, he's the adult reminding a small child. And Hagrid's like, yeah, I know, you twerp. And it kind of ruined it for me. Ugh. This makes me sad, too. I'm not going home. Not really. He'll always consider Hogwarts his first home, I think. Or maybe his only home. I hope not. Oh, seriously, it makes me so sad. And he waves, and you just know he's going off to a worse place. And He just wished that he could stay. And he just makes me want to cry all over again.
No.
I'm seriously, I have tears. Oh. I feel so bad for Harry. He's such a little kid, and if I were there, I would just go, you know what? You're coming home with me. That's such a beautiful movie, and I love the ending there. That's, I think that is one of the best...
Chris Columbus, he discovered the new world.
Shut up. I think that's one of the best endings to any of the movies. I love that that ending. You know, I don't remember how the second one ends. How does the second one end? Do you remember?
With hugs and kisses and Harry on a train.
No, that's this one.
Oh, right.
I know the third one ends, you know,
with the third one ends with him flying off
face,
in the broom.
Like, all messed up. Like, I hated
that,
that end.
Stupid ending.
I hated that end. The goblet, it had a better ending, but I thought the ending, because it was so different from the ending of Goblet of Fire, I couldn't appreciate it because I was so angry that they'd left out the scene between him and Mrs. Weasley. Okay. Well, anyway, this concludes our commentary. Thank you for sticking with us through it this far. I hope that you had some laughs.
Bye.
All right. Bye. We had fun. Bye.